Yo, this is 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle podcast. And every week, you should be like me, and you should be listening to the Frocast. I mean, first and foremost, shout out to the star of the Frocast, Queen Germ. Big shout out to Queen Germ, Frocast Nation, and shout out to my boy, King Germ. I mean, maybe he's my boy. I don't really know because Germ likes North Carolina A&T, and I went to South Carolina State. And Germ likes University of Florida in football, and I like Florida State. I don't even know if we're really boys. But anyway, y'all should listen to the Frocast every Friday. I'm your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch y'all guys next time. 5,000.
Hey, you know, got nothing to do. Don't wake up the people in the morning, man. What vehicle are you talking about? Beef motherfucker.
Yo, what's up, man? Yo, 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 it's your homie Big Smash, man, Back the House Podcast. Y'all already know what it is. Cooling it out with my people, Frocast Podcast, man. You know, we say crazy stuff, man, but we rock together. So y'all know what it is, man. Get in tune.
This is Glenn from the Glenn and Her Podcast. Now listen, if you're not listening to Frocast, I'm coming to your house and I'm taking all the towels out your home. Huh? You want to get out the shower with a cold booty? Huh? If you're not listening to Frocast, I'm taking all the bread out your house and leaving the ends. There. Finish your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, huh? If you're not listening to Frocast, I'm taking all the back of the earrings out of your house. All your earrings are falling out now. Now you're looking stupid, huh? Listen to Frocast. It ain't that hard, man. It's a move. Frocast out here doing it. Listen, damn.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. A.K.A. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. You can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper. And my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you complaining, all you annoying, all you clout-chasing-ass podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off. Show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader. We own them all. Just check, look for the Frocast. Frocast, that's us. Hit that like, subscribe button, all that. Do what you like. Don't forget, we also have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Thank all y'all for the new voicemails, man. Appreciate that. We also have a Patreon. We can get behind the scenes exclusive content for as little as a dollar and get shout out on the show. Like our latest Patreons, we got David C. I'm not gonna say your whole last name because I don't know how you get down. You might be wanted and shit like that. We got Jack Fro 2, and we got Phil O'Sophie. So shout out to 1, 2, 3, all three of y'all, man. All three of y'all, man. We appreciate that. Become a Patreon. You get shout out on the show just like all three of them. Jack Boy, Phil, Sophie. Appreciate that. All the Patreons, man. We do appreciate that, man. We really do. Because, you know, it's a lot of motherfucking podcasts out here don't get shown no love, nigga. So just the fact that y'all show us love, man, we appreciate that, man. From the bottom of my hearts, for real. And follow that. Action in A, B, and C didn't tickle your fancy. There's option D. We can share it, retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story. Tag us in said story so we can shout you out like everybody else, like Short T be doing, Rule on Myself, Sleazy the Black Farmer, 12 Cal, Eclectic, Uncle Dolomite, Big Smash. All them niggas be showing us love, man. We appreciate that, man, because, you know, sharing is caring and, you know, tricks the algorithm. So, all the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
It's been busy. I didn't finish all my work today, so I'm going to have to go to the office tomorrow. Sucks. So hopefully I can get at least a good 2 or 3 hours at work and get some work knocked out so I don't have to think about it for the rest of the week and I can enjoy my few days off. That's the plan. And I was doing pretty good until I realized, again, always a reminder of why niggas ain't got no damn business in business. It's just that simple. Like, why is it that you say you did some shit that you didn't do? Because when I did go to your facility, to your place of business, it took you forever to finally say you did it. And when you claim that you had fixed the problem, it still is a problem. So, needless to say, black people, if you really want to be in business, get some business about yourself. Because this shit is ridiculous at this point. Because you did not solve the problem, and I sat there and waited for 30 minutes. So I'm not understanding.
That shit was fucking terrible. No fucking bank should say they are a bank doing business like that.
You can't come in.
And then they make you just wait. And then the fucking speaker, I don't know. You just might tell me to just sign my life over. I'm sitting there like,
okay.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that was a horrible experience. I read their reviews while I was waiting for 30 minutes. See, that's what happened. You gave motherfuckers time to look up your fucking ratings because of your badass, slow-ass motherfucking service. And then I look online and, you know, how you got a 2.2 out of 5? You a fucking bank. A credit union.
And what we had going on should have been a 0.2 out of 5 today. Because, like I said, the end result is if you had fixed what the problem was, then I probably wouldn't even be that disappointed.
How you do a 24-hour courtesy? Like, so I'll tell everybody
If I was going on a trip and I said, I'm going to be spending a lot of money on this trip, I need to have a $10,000 credit limit. Well, not even say credit because the money's there.
Yeah.
A $10,000 spending limit. Each day, you tell me you can buy what you want to buy within 24 hours. Like, now I got to go on a shopping spree. Now this is supermarket sweep. I got to race to beat the buzzer.
And then you still gave me a limit.
Yeah, and you still gave me a limit. And this is the problem I got. The shit still didn't work. So what I needed to do, I still didn't do. I got to go back there tomorrow.
I wouldn't.
But I got to pay the churn thing.
No. I would tell them kids, y'all need to go over here because I done went over here to deal. I want y'all to experience the way these niggas do business over here. So,
well, I can't do that because half everybody who need to go, who own it, would be already probably going home tomorrow. But I just feel
congratulations.
Like,
but y'all, I mean, it's time to move to a new bank. That's what it sounds like. And say, hey, we fucking tried. And if I'm telling you, either we move to a new bank or you find somebody else to do this because I'm not going there anymore. That is fucking ridiculous. I've never seen anything like that before in my life. Never at a bank. Never. That shit was horrible. I mean, I ain't never waited in line 30 minutes at a bank.
And you see, well, you in the comfort of your own car, so it ain't like
I don't give a shit. That's the point, nigga. I done turned my car off. Like, what you talking about? I'm not wasting no more gas up in here. That was horrible. But yeah.
I mean, it definitely was. So that was my day. So how was your week, sir?
As far as my week, you know, nothing football related. Just going through the motions, you know, the little seasonal depression set in, you know what I mean? But the good thing about it, Thanksgiving's right around the corner, you know.
Because clearly I'm not enough.
Oh, you're plenty. You're plenty. It's just, you know, I mean.
Seasonal
just,
depression.
That's what everybody, it just happens. The time change and all this stuff, it happens to people. Mm. Not because of the seasons, no. It's just because it's time change, everything's weird. But other than that, you know, like I said, Thanksgiving this week, you know, a good day, a good eating. It's festive activities coming up, so, you know. I'm excited about that. Hmm. What's going on, Queen Jern? Why the hmm?
I mean, you know why the hmm. Because clearly you lying to the people. You telling the people one thing, but telling me something else.
What am I telling you?
You saying everything that points to the fact that you don't want to be around people for the holiday.
I didn't say I didn't
want to
be around people.
So therefore, I'm not understanding how you even make mention to the fact that, oh, it's a holiday coming up and it's going to make you get out of the depression that not seeing the dirty ass kids got you in. But you want to go and say, oh, well, Thanksgiving is only one day. You can go and come back tomorrow. What?
Yes.
Thanksgiving is a celebration.
And yes.
And people who are really into the Thanksgiving spirit know that it's not something that can be captured in 24 hours.
I mean, sometimes you just...
It's not.
Sometimes that's all you can do.
But you can. You can do more.
No, you can, but we don't know. Unless we got to come back Friday.
We don't. I'll get you back.
No, we're getting back Friday.
Maybe not. But.
So I'm not going then. Simple as that. But anyway, let's go ahead and jump into this outline before I lose Queen Jern.
Yeah, you going to lose me. That's for certain. That's for certain.
So let me go ahead and jump in this outline before I lose Queen Jern.
The headphones will come down on the desk and I will be on the other side of that door.
But you're a professional though.
I am. But sometimes you got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to hide.
Yeah.
Just so you know. And I know when it's my time.
Okay. Well, you know, it's time for something now. You know what it's time for? It's time for us to get into this show. Hey, so it's this whole little situation going online with Danny Lee. You ever heard of her?
No.
She's allegedly some singer. I've never heard a song from her. Danny Lay, maybe Boozy might have heard of her.
Maybe Danny Lay,
whatever her name is. Okay, she apparently got pregnant by DaBaby, and her and DaBaby have a baby. So, and apparently she was staying with DaBaby, and all this. The bullshit blew up online. Of course, everything DaBaby does blows up online. You understand? It's like this nigga had a camera out for the most intimate moments. So he's sitting there, he arguing with his baby mama, whatever. Whatever, he embarrassed her online, kicked her and the baby out the house. The baby kicked out the baby. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, that was crazy. So then her brother comes online and, you know, says, like, you know, he ain't the way he disrespected his sister, and he challenged the baby to a fight. A boxing match. First he said fight. Then he said he'd do a boxing match. He'd put $200,000 down on himself of his own money against the baby. You know, he wanna fight him. So I want to know, Queen Jern, wouldn't it be good PR for the baby to fight the brother?
No.
Why not?
Duh, no.
You're known for putting your hands on people all the time, so you might as well put your hands on somebody in a sanctioned fight. It'll be good PR for the baby if he fights the brother.
And the lose?
He could possibly the win.
I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, for me, it's silly because for one,
it's
you
not.
I mean, whatever y'all think works. Because for me, I'm not into the fighting like that. I do, you know, get angry, say a few bad words sometimes. But as far as all that putting your hands on people, I ain't really caring all that. But if that's what he wants to do, that's fine. But I just feel like, what is he going to prove by fighting?
He's defending his sister's honor.
Yeah, the brother is.
The brother.
But not the baby.
He's defending the honor.
Of the sister.
Of the sister.
Probably needed to be put out.
Who probably was
she was the side piece, right?
Disrespected.
I'm done.
She didn't know she was the side piece. She thought she was the girl.
But.
And she was staying at the house with the baby. and she thought they was in a duh relationship.
Oh, okay.
But then she find out she duh side chick.
And she got put out.
Yeah.
So, since she got put out, that speaks volumes. Like, if you the side chick, you have a baby, then that means that.
But see, that's the thing. The side chick whole thing, man. The side, do the side chick know she's the side chick? You got to understand that because he might be shooting her that game that she don't know she the side chick.
I'm gonna help the people. Side chicks know you side chick.
Sometimes they don't.
No.
Sometimes they think they the main.
No. There are always signs that you are the side chick. Always.
But
I'm just gonna tell you. Do you know? Are you aware of when you the side and when you the main?
Hey, listen. If you treat me so good, I might not know I'm the side. I might fall for your O. So you can't come out. I only see you 3-4 times a week. Oh, because you work on the, you know, you might live, you know what I'm saying? I might fall for your lies.
But you want to fall for
I don't want
lies.
To. I just fell for them.
Yes, you do. Because anybody, side chick, side man, side whatever, you know when you're not the main. Y'all are in competition. You want to become the main, and you're okay with being on
the side. But what if you don't know there is a main?
But you always do. The man or woman will lie to you if they want to, but there are signs that niggas just ain't gonna be on no shit of, oh, you can't spend a night over here, or I can't.
What if he can spend a night over here?
And he does. But the thing is, if he got to hop up early, or he got excuses why you can't come by the job, or you can't come to his mama house, the holidays tell on everybody. So when
you but what if it's a nigga that is playing all, like, he has it to a T. This nigga got this woman thinking, oh, this is my work schedule, blase, squaze, she, and it adds up. He has time for her. What if he has it scheduled to where he makes it to all these
events?
That's
like 0.1% of the people.
But just,
I promise you.
Let's just say, this is the magical Negro. This nigga is the magical, this nigga is the King Ding-a-ling, the long dicksman. He's everywhere. He's a good father. He show up to everything. You never know that he has a whole wife. How you the side chick then?
You are the side chick. I mean, you who he made you. Whether you the chick or the chick.
But you don't know that. You didn't know. You didn't know he was married.
It's your job to know. So therefore, if you don't take it upon yourself to ask the right questions, to do the right research, if you want to sit there and have boo-boo on your face, so be it. Because for me, I'm checking everything. I don't trust nobody till you have proven to me that you are trustworthy. Fuck that shit. That's right. So if I ain't met no mama, I ain't seen no tombstone, you better show me where these people at. If they don't exist because they're dead or whatever they got going on, I need to know. I need to know. And if it don't add up, I got questions. But okay. The thing is, most people know they're the side chick. They will like to pretend because they know people always give the side chick a bad rep. Be proud to be the side chick if that's who you are. Shit, you got a place in their life. Why you got to feel bad because you the side chick? If you giving a nigga what they want and you getting what you want from them, it's a mutual understanding. Hey, side chick, be happy. Be happy with the role that you play in the nigga life. It's okay. So, if you the side chick and you had a baby from the nigga wiping you up for 3 months, and now all of a sudden, shit changed, this is the problem with the people. You get no sympathy when you the side chick. That's the thing. So, the hoes don't never want to be the side chick because when the shit blow up, now you want the people to feel sorry for you. Oh, he wrong for this, he wrong for that. But the first thing somebody gonna say is, your ass was the side chick. So, therefore, we give zero fucks about you.
That's fucked up. The side chick got motherfucking goddamn a heart, too.
I understand
that. She didn't know. She,
but I'm telling you, I sympathize with the side chick. But my thing is, in general, you gets no love. So because you get no love, nobody wants to associate with that role because they feel like when things go bad, you will feel bad for a nigga when, okay, my husband cheated on me. So then you say, oh, fuck that nigga, girl, burn the shit up, da 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 da.
Yeah.
But when you say, oh, that nigga done going and had a baby with his wife, bitch, who the fuck is you? Like, you the side piece. Be glad with your gifts on February the 15th. That's the shit you be happy about.
Be happy with that yellow clearance tag on
exactly.
That shit.
Be okay with that.
Be okay with the clearance tag.
You know what I'm saying? When the
be
shit
okay
is
with that.
Off.
Be okay with that takeout.
Yeah. We going to the drive-thru. That's what we happy about. Be glad that you was able to give me some head as we was going back. But that's the thing. Like, you want somebody to feel sorry for you because you got put out by a nigga who you was never supposed to be with. They say, oh, he was supposed to be this, this, and the third. And niggas who are celebrities or niggas who just get away with stuff. They do. It's some people that they got the game. They smooth like that. Mm. So, hey, they able to pull the wool over your eyes. But once you know, so you might have led up to this. Mm. Okay, I done had a baby from you and everything and didn't know what my situation was. Now that I know, what do you do?
Mm.
So if you continue to act as if you the side chick, you are okay with being a side chick. So just stay there and do you. Mm. And don't be mad because nobody has respect for you. Nobody has sympathy for you. Just be okay with what you're doing.
Damn. It's rough out there for you side chicks.
Yeah.
And side niggas.
That ain't the rule.
Like you said, the holidays coming around, man. A lot of people finding out. That's when
you're going to find out.
Because if you...
Because when a nigga telling you he can't... Or the thing is, half the niggas going to be, shoot me the address. I'm a side through. And you done warm that plate 4 times.
You out there
that
every time.
That nigga still ain't...
Hey, you waiting for her. You just checking.
you done put the... Oh, I'm on my way. Done put the damn to-go box in the microwave 2 or 3 times already. The damn thing all whopped up now. Got to change out the plate. The nigga is not coming. They not coming. It's okay. You'll see them probably on Monday or next week.
You see them Saturday. They hit you up Saturday.
Maybe Saturday.
I might hit you up Saturday. But, oh, man, something. I just been going through a lot, man. You know,
they tried to fry that turkey.
A cousin that already died, going to die again. You know, I had some death in, man. My cousin died, man. You know, you ain't even going to know it's the same cousin. He ain't going to kill no current cousin. He ain't going to kill a cousin.
I said they were going to say some tragic things happened when they were
trying
to fry
something tragic.
Turkey.
Yeah, yeah.
And, oh, yeah, man, we had a mess out there. Nigga, they done fucked up the food and this
anytime
and this.
Anytime a nigga go to explain and shit and we go too much detail, that nigga lying. Yeah. This is just a King Germ. I see Ism. Through... Yeah, this is like when a nigga do too much explaining about some shit, go into detail, like, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? I was then this, you know, I was busting the left, but it was a car, it was red, and it had two people in. Oh, he lying.
Yeah, they say the devil in the details.
Yeah.
So
when you're
giving up too many details, it's a lie. It's
like I tell people, when you go into too much detail, you don't have to. If you ain't coming, just say you ain't coming. Don't give me a reason, because the reason is you're not coming. I don't need to know why you're not coming, because you're not coming. So don't, when you start giving me reasons, that's when you're lying. So that's just how I look at people. So if you ever talk to me and you do it, just know I know. I'm like, oh, this nigga lying. Even if you're not lying, I'm like, oh, this nigga lying.
You trying too hard.
Yeah. But yeah, man. So I think, but going back to the reason, I think they should fight. Just let it'll be good PR for the baby. He should fight his brother.
Is he trying to be a fighter?
No, but he has this tough guy image. You know, he killed somebody and all that shit. Got off of self-defense. You know what I'm saying? A black man got off of self-defense. Wow. Interesting.
You always so
interesting.
Extra.
Speaking of that, let's go ahead and segue to our next topic. KR15, old Kyle Rittenhouse. You know what I'm saying? He got cleared of all charges last week. Found not guilty. And a lot of black people are angry about this. Queen Jern, are you one of those black people that's angry about the him getting cleared of all charges?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Like, my thing is,
why does he need to go to jail?
Okay, first of all, if you saw the motherfucker walking down the street with what type of gun was that?
It was a rifle.
Okay, so he got a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
You a white boy
at
a Black Lives Matter march, protest, whatever it was, right?
In Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Okay. Nonetheless, if the gathering was there.
We need to look up, see how many black people actually live in Kenosha.
You are more so creating or heightening the whole riot mentality, frustration of what's going on in the world. You know, so when I see you, it wouldn't be so alarming if some people came walking up to you 11.52%. That's what it's saying.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not that many black people there.
Okay.
Just as you thought. But my thing is, can we get back?
What, to the Kenosha stats? Okay.
My issue would be that your presence created some frustration there. Mm. So people looking at you like you came for some bullshit because we done seen this shit before. So therefore, you can't say you came there to a peaceful protest with a rifle. So the shit looks strange. If nothing else, the shit looks strange.
Okay.
So if somebody was approaching you.
Now you got looting and rioting going on out there. So that's where he went to protect the people's stores, what he said.
Okay, you went to protect somebody's store, but the motherfuckers ain't had enough sense to protect their own shit. If that's what they got insurance for, they didn't need you. They didn't call you. They didn't pay for you. Okay, maybe they helped with your defense fund. I don't know. But all I can say is your presence in that moment created.
But okay, I wasn't bothering anybody. People came.
But you had a rifle.
So what? Which is legal, by the way. It was illegal for him to have the rifle. People came and started talking shit to him.
And they had the right to talk shit to him because...
Why?
Because
I had a rifle?
He had a rifle at a peaceful protest. Did they have rifles?
People out there with guns? Yeah, one of the guys that he shot had a gun. He got shot because he pulled his gun out first. That's what Cal shot his ass.
So you think that's funny?
It's not funny,
that shit
but
it's not okay.
But because, it's the truth. No. It's like, yo, like, okay, all right. Let me ask you a question. If I got a, if you got a gun on me and I reach for your gun, what you going to do? What you going to do? Can I ask
if,
you?
If you have
if
a
you
gun.
Have a gun on me, you point a gun at me, and I reach for your gun, what are you going to do?
Shoot you.
That's exactly what he did. So what's wrong? That's why I'm like, what the fuck? And then the nigga, after he did that, the niggas was chasing him down the street.
Because he had already shot somebody.
So now you chasing a nigga with a gun. So you hit me in the head with a skateboard. Bow. So I turn around. I got a gun after you hit me with a skateboard. Boom. I shoot you too. Then I blow your arm off the other nigga or some shit like that. So that's what I'm saying, like, what was he supposed to do in that situation?
First of all, his mom and him was trifling. This, no, let's just be real here. 18 does not make you an adult.
He's 17. He was 17 at the time.
17 didn't make you an adult. His ass shouldn't have had no gun. His mom and him, poor judgment. Poor judgment.
Now, 100%. 100%.
I don't give a fuck what nobody say. The parents should have been charged too because you gave him... So it's legal for him in this state, to have a gun at 17?
The gun was from Wisconsin. So he didn't even bring the gun with him. The gun was already there. And so he legally he could have that gun.
At 17?
Yes. In the state of Wisconsin, you can have a gun at 17 years old. Yes. You just have to be around adults. He was around adults.
He was not around adults.
Yes, he was. He was with a group of people that, you know what I'm saying?
And they came with him?
Huh?
Wasn't he not dropped off by
the
mama?
He was with them standing around at the store. So legally, by law, that he was able to possess that gun, that rifle, yes.
Yeah, you just as crooked as they are.
It's not crooked, it's the law.
Whatever, the bottom line is some laws need to be rewritten. It's some shit that say you go in certain cities, your black ass could get hung and they should be okay with doing the shit.
Those laws
so just
be
because the shit is on the books, don't make the shit right. Mm-hmm. My thing is simple. Mm-hmm. If the boy is a, you talking about a child.
Yes.
Handling a firearm.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck where he at and why he out there. That shit should be illegal. But even if it is legal, he got off. But the thing about it is, his ass need to do some jail time so he can realize that the shit that you did, you put yourself in danger. Because if they would have killed your monkey ass, then what your mama would have been doing? They would have been crying and complaining and wanting some motherfucker to go to jail. But they sent their child out there with a rifle. They wasn't even supervising the motherfucker. So therefore, you didn't give a fuck if he came back dead or alive. You didn't. You was sending that boy out there to die. You was sending him out there to die. You don't give a fuck about him. Hey. Now it's a big talk about it.
Yes,
now you feel like you want to claim the motherfucker. You wanted him dead. Wanted him dead. Why the fuck you send him out there to a Black Lives Matter march with a damn gun strapped to him? Hey, you wanted somebody to be calling you. You wanted to be him on the other end of somebody's gun. Ain't no way you send your child out there like that. That nigga looks stupid as fuck.
So you telling
me? He on the stand
crying.
So you telling me
young Cal is even more of a hero because his mama put him on a dummy mission and he came out.
He came out alive. That lady ain't want him to come back. You saw how that boy looked. He on the stands crying. He crying, so now y'all feel sorry for the motherfucker.
Y'all feel
sorry for him. Let him go home. And his mama gonna fuck Ryan and kill him. Why? She gonna send him to do some other dumb shit. Cause he gonna think now he is invincible.
Oh my God.
That's what it's gonna be.
Woo.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm telling you,
funny.
That shit is ridiculous.
Oh man.
Now how dumb your mama is to send you out there like that.
Hey, mom sent us, she must know she made a soldier. She said that nigga, like you said, but ain't it a funny situation? At a Black Lives Matter protest, it's like all the white people are the ones getting fucked up. Like, you would think it would be, and the white people's fucking the whites up. Like, so this shit is nuts. It just, you know, makes the little, the ding, 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 ding. It makes my little tinfoil hat come on because, you know, like I said, all the white boys was causing all the trouble at all the rallies and the protests last year. It really wasn't the black people. We weren't the ones busting. You seen the videos of the white people with the skateboards, busting windows with the rocks and setting shit off. It wasn't the black people, but somehow the Black Lives Matter rallies turned into the protests and everything. But we weren't the ones starting it. And I ain't gonna lie now, once the Gucci store got busted in, I was that kind of disappointed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, niggas wasn't there cleaning the places out.
Hey, they was helping them.
Y'all weren't running Foot Lockers and shit. Y'all just kept running rich stores. I don't know. It was just, I don't know.
I mean, get some shit you can't go buy. You can buy some shit out of Foot
Lockers. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're right. Shoot for the fucking stars. Yeah, run an Apple store. Yeah, they did run an Apple store too. They was running all them places, bro. But
and I was okay with it. Because my thing is that the shit overpriced any motherfucking way. I mean, like, what the fuck you, what you selling the damn
pocketbook for
$15,000? Like, what the fuck?
It's supposed to be exclusive. People only
made that, shit, fuck that.
Only made 10 of them. Only made 10 of them. That's why
they. And we got them in the hood now. How about that?
Two of them in the hood.
Exactly. might have 8 or 9 of them bitches in there. You didn't sell but one. The rest of them, we got. Shit. We got them. So. Well.
I was just wondering why a lot of black people upset, man. I seen
so
a lot.
So you didn't find nothing wrong with it?
I mean, not really. I mean,
he fucked up the march. He need to go to jail. That needs to be a law.
He should have got there to some shit. He should have caught something now. You know what I'm saying? But not murder. Like, he was just self-defense.
But self-defense is bullshit.
Like, the mom definitely should be charged, child endangerment. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, sitting wild and I sent him to the
like, why you sent him out there?
Sent that
like
nigga
you,
to the jungle.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here your gun.
Yeah, here go.
Like, what?
No, make sure you get your gun when you get over there now, babe. I mean, you know, because he live in, like, a neighboring town, which is, like, 20 minutes from. The way they say he traveled from another state, it's like us going to Thomasville. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, but no. But like I said, his mama fucked up.
Yeah, his mom did fuck up.
Because if you dropped him off, you don't know what this... That's like The Walking Dead or some shit. Hey, you don't know where you took that boy at.
She just dropped him off to the game and that like that.
Like, what the hell? You drop him off out there with them people, you didn't know what could have happened to that boy. When you got the call, you probably was thinking... That the motherfucker
he got shot. Died. Nah. Yeah. Mom.
And it's you have a call from what? This nigga still alive.
Hey, he called from his cell phone. Hey, mom. she just knew somebody else found his phone.
Like, nah, no, this no. The same nigga you dropped off.
I didn't body me on the motherfucker. But yeah, they showed the video of the dude that he shot, the one that was like, yeah, nigga, he was saying nigga, it was a white guy saying nigga and everything at a Black Lives Matter rally. How you in support of Black Lives Matter and you saying nigga?
Because you're not. Y'all out there just doing dumb shit.
That's why I said
y'all having a good old time.
Shit. It's the optics of this is weird. When we should have been paying the Ahmaud Arbery case, I think they just...
They gonna deliberate, and they say they going home tonight.
Okay.
They gonna have hopefully they'll have something for us tomorrow.
Yeah, they ain't gonna ruin Thanksgiving like that. They're not gonna ruin Thanksgiving. They're not gonna do us like that. The motherfuckers better stay deliberating. Y'all better come back.
They ain't
do
got
not
with a
ruin.
Guilty. They need to have. Need to have a guilty verdict. Cause that right there. Come on now. All right,
that's what I said.
What you gonna get off of? That ain't self defense.
That ain't self defense.
The nigga was running away from y'all, not towards y'all.
Yeah.
So who you defending now? The properties that you thought he was stealing out of that he wasn't?
Has Crump showed up down there yet?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I just saw the mom of them walking
out
the courthouse.
Hey, look, please.
Keep him away.
If did Crump get him? He got him a win last time, didn't he?
I think so. The last one he did. Oh,
okay, he did get him one.
He got more than just money. He got somebody to go to jail or something.
Okay, that was the George Floyd. That was the one. And they got a civil, so they eating good over there. So, man, I don't know, man. I saw a lot of the super Negroes upset about it, and I just didn't understand.
Like I said, I think the biggest thing is...
Everybody kept on interjecting race, which is speculation at that point. You can't say, well, if that was a black guy, he wouldn't have got, whoa, we can't say that, we don't know.
Well, you can. We can always say that because niggas going to jail left and right,
but
and that's the fact.
Hopefully they'll follow the law with that, say, hey, the law says...
I mean...
But it didn't seem like the prosecutor was trying to win because he was doing dumb shit to lose the shit.
He probably got peed.
I mean, it seemed like he didn't. The whole thing was a fucking farce, man. The way Cal acted, the falling out and shit.
Yeah, he knew them people was already gonna get him out. He looked slow, first of all. Man. So I was surprised that they didn't use that as a part of his defense, because the boy looked like he wasn't 100%.
Man, the fake cry, man. He was.
And
just
then
like,
he, like, boy, stop.
That shit was ugly than a motherfucker, boy. Cal, you an ugly little bit when you do that, boy.
Yeah. I mean, he ugly, period, but yeah, man. He really looked foolish then.
So that's all we're going to talk about the KR-15, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't do nothing else stupid, Cal, man. You got a new lease on life, man, little celebrityism.
He's stupid. So his ass will be back in a court near you.
He'll kill again.
He will. And then you will see that the motherfucker is a murderer. Then what you going to say then? And he might kill a mama. That's what it's going to end up fucking up being.
Mom, you set me out there. You're going to fucking die, bitch. I'm going to kill your fucking ass.
Yeah.
I just realized I was listening to a fucking podcast, and this lady out on Queen Germ, she said, she made it make sense. You sent me on a fucking dummy mission, Mom. I'm going to kill your fucking ass, Mom. You're fucking dead, bitch.
You stupid. I can't deal with you right now. I can't.
Oh, man. Well, it's top 10 time. Y'all know how we do it over here. Top 10 something. This time, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, we're going to do the top 10 list of men not to date.
And that has nothing to do with Thanksgiving.
Nothing to do with Thanksgiving. I should have did some top 10 Thanksgiving food, but.
You should have.
You think so?
Yeah.
We could just do that Thanksgiving session. We could do a double top 10. We just throw it in the section.
Top 10 with
yeah. You know, like we do a top 10 now and another top 10 with the Thanksgiving section when we get to the Thanksgiving segment.
Okay.
But anyway.
All right.
Back
sounds
to the top
good.
10. Queen Germ just messed that all up. This is from a Twitter named They Hate Noel. So this is, you know, like I said, I search online for the content. The content just comes to me. I don't pick the content. The content picks me.
Mm,
you know what I'm does saying? It. And this one says the list of men not to date. So ladies. And fellas, listen up. We're all inclusive over here. You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
Number 10, gamers. Listen, Queen Jern, how do you feel about niggas that play video games?
They weird as fuck.
What?
Again, for the people in the back. They weird as fuck.
Okay. But y'all don't understand. We've been doing video games our whole lives.
It's lame and weird.
It's not.
It is. I mean, come on now. Like, you're too grown.
No, it's not. But
like, if you say gamer, that means that's like the big hobby in your life.
Like,
somebody who plays the game occasionally is not what I would call a gamer.
Okay.
So if you somebody who is in that little rocking chair looking thing on
yeah,
the
floor. Yeah, I got a gaming chair and all that shit, nigga.
12, 18 hours out of day.
I got a gaming computer, yeah. I don't even got an Xbox. I got a gaming computer. Like, that shit.
You eat kids.
God
like
damn.
You own some real crazy shit. So,
okay.
Yeah, no.
Number 9, men who watch anime.
Very strange. Like if you older than 16 watching that shit, you got to reel it
on. But what back. If I like that shit? That's just good shit.
It's not. I could tell you
they
not,
got
it's not.
Black nerds. You know you shitting on all the nigga nerds right now. You know that, right?
I'm a nigga nerd. From
no,
what
you're
the
not.
People say. And I can promise you, that shit ain't never interest me. I see that shit, want them be watching. The shit is weird. Stay
okay.
away from them people and keep them away from your children.
Mm. Okay, number 8, men who claim to be alphas, like alpha male niggas.
You don't have to claim that. That's some shit you know.
It just exude that,
yeah.
Right? You should just
the
smell
people,
it.
The people know it. They know
like,
what it is, and they fall
now.
Back.
Yes, yes. Like the big dog ain't got a motherfucker walking
yeah,
around here.
Yeah, he ain't got to do all
yes,
that. He ain't got to stretch.
Yes.
You ain't got to bark. The people
okay.
know what it is.
Number 7, rappers.
Yeah, definitely not. But they going to get plenty of pussy because they got money.
Mm. And not even so like that. Watch out for the up and coming rapper.
Oh yeah, they not the nigga. They not the
yeah.
Nigga
I'm talking about like the nigga.
Now.
Yeah, like the little local rapper.
That
and
means
shit.
The niggas broke.
Mm. Okay. I guess it's a tie on here. 10, 9, 8, 7. Yeah, cause number 7 is a tie at 7. Photographers.
That mean they freaks.
Why? Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to them.
People who sitting there, hey, they taking pictures and stuff, they just nasty.
Do you give all the girls all the pictures you took of them? Like, you probably be snapping.
Probably not. Probably taking pictures of the people's toes. And
yeah, you'd
have caught
some little intimates and like, oh, I caught her in this look. She's like,
and she was changing something or yes. She had her button open or whatever. Child, please. Them people is freaks.
Yeah. Number six, men with braids. What you think? Come on.
I like men with braids.
Okay.
With locks or something.
All right. They say braids. But well, yeah.
I mean, a nigga with some braids, that's different. Like,
what's
are
braids?
Are we talking about cornrows or we talking about some singles? Because if a nigga got singles, he's not the nigga for me.
Okay. Okay, number five. Broke men, also ones without their own place and car. Damn.
That's on my list because I didn't get top 10, but I definitely got some I need to add to your list. But yeah, I broke men is on here.
Okay, all right. Number four, men without beards.
Oh, no. That ain't a reason not to date a nigga.
Wow.
You like a nigga with a beard.
You ain't got to say that because I'm sitting here without a beard. You married to a nigga that doesn't have a beard.
I mean, clearly that means I'm fucking you and I'm with you, so hell.
I'm just
clearly
saying, that though. You ain't got to do that for mine. You know,
I'm not. But niggas with beards is getting plenty pussy.
Okay. Niggas without beards, too. You know,
they
getting
are.
Plenty
but,
pussy.
But
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Like, off the rip before you even
just
open
be
your
raining.
Mouth. Before you even open your mouth, pussy is coming to you.
I mean, you know, but that's ridiculous that, you know, nigga just get a beard and the girl's just... You ain't gonna have no game. Just have a beard.
Just have
but
a beard.
Y'all
just
ladies
beard,
to fail
nigga.
The fuck off.
Just have a beard, nigga.
Number three, men with kids. Yeah.
I mean, you gonna date them. You gonna date them as long as they ain't got too many.
Okay, all right. Number two, men under 6'2".
That don't matter.
Don't matter, man.
Don't matter at all. Like, dick ride.
How do these 5 feet, 5'2", 5'3", ladies be trying to say, I need a nigga 6'2"? Bitch, you 5'3". Shut the fuck up.
My thing
I'm
is
taller than
I
your motherfucking ass.
Exactly. All I need is a nigga that's taller than me. Be taller than me, we good.
And number one, I guess this is penis under 7 inches. Hey, women, listen. Y'all need to stop it with this shit.
Nobody wants that.
No. These women out here be acting like, y'all do know the average size dick is like 3 inches. So
that's not average.
I swear to you, it is.
I need to
look at the average size penis.
Ain't no way.
Average size penis.
Ain't no way.
I'm telling you, 3 inches.
Well, I'm glad I ain't got.
Look at this. Look at this. Man. Average size. Look it up. Penis. Let's see. I'm looking up on the big screen right here. Between five and 5.5 inches is what they say the average is.
I'm about to
is.
Say, because that ain't it.
Yeah, so, you know.
I mean, 5 inches, that's not bad.
Yeah, so niggas like, so that's average. So everybody, so all these ladies out here talking about 10, 12 inches, 9, 12. Y'all motherfuckers crazy, bro. Keep living in fantasy motherfucking world, all right? That big dick nigga that you ain't want, that nigga ain't got no fucking job because all you got is a big dick, nigga. Like,
I mean, the thing about it, God give everybody something to work with. So if you got a dick too big, you already know the shit. Everything else that go along in this package, it ain't shit.
Yeah, nigga. Ain't no girl want you to rearrange her insides all the time.
But I just don't feel like, you know, like you say, average might be 5.1 inches. That's fine. And why does it say?
It said most men believe that the average length of erect, They said it's greater than 6 inches. He said this belief is due in part to several often cited studies that relied on self-reported measurements, which means about 6.2 inches.
So that means somebody lying.
For heterosexual men and even greater for gay men.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So they said the gay men be out there capping that they meet bigger. Oh, okay. Y'all need to stop the cap.
They are bigger.
Stop the cap.
They want y'all to know that they slinging that dick.
So, yeah, man. So, they say, yeah, it's about 5.1, 5.5. So, ladies, y'all stop all this, oh, nigga need to be at least 10 and 12. Y'all stop.
I mean,
go,
it's
go buy
not
a fucking
real, no
deal,
way.
Though, man. Go buy
it
a deal.
It ain't real no way. And then my thing about it is you can't take that every day. Like, if you somebody who like to have sex, no,
you
can. You
have a baby.
You can't take no dick like that every day. You fucking a nigga who dick damn 10 inches and he got some girth to it. You fucking once a month. Like, that shit is not happening on no regular basis. That shit ain't happening on no regular basis. Now, he got a pencil dick. Maybe we can fit it in there, do what we do. But you can't have those dimensions that y'all hauling out.
Hey, once you get your shit get opened up, and then, I mean,
It don't stay like that.
Hey,
and the shit, the nigga ain't gonna want
it like
either.
That. He get pounded out like that.
Okay. And he pounded out and he gonna be pounding you and everybody else because people is buying that dick. If that's what he got going on, they is buying that dick. So he don't have to, he not finna be with you. He not just finna be with you. Just know that.
You can't be my only
Take
one.
Take a number.
I got enough for all y'all.
Exactly. he wants some pussy that feel new, and you want some big dick. Your pussy ain't gonna feel new after he knocked them walls out. So
all that gonna rearrange everything. All that furniture moved around the living room.
So the niggas that you got to add to the top 10 list is the niggas with bad dick, which is kind of like the little dick, if that's what you want to call it. Mm. Niggas who got more than two baby mamas or ex-wives or wives, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas that don't eat pussy. You don't need to date no nigga don't eat pussy.
Oh.
At this point. Like,
what's
come
wrong
on.
With that?
That shit is whack.
No, it's not.
It is whack. Because niggas always want to get their dick sucked. Why the fuck do you think somebody want to suck your dick?
We can do a trade-off. I can't never get my pussy. Keep our mouth on each other's private parts.
No. That's lame sex.
If I was out in the streets in these days, I'd be one of them niggas and be like, yo, no, I don't do that. They'd be like, what? I don't do that shit, bro.
Ain't eating pussy because you fucking a whole lot of broads. But you would let a bitch suck your dick.
I tell her, look, I'm not finna do that. Because that's how I was. I was like, I'm not doing that shit, bro.
You not eating pussy, but you was getting your dick sucked. I wasn't the first person who sucked your dick. So therefore, you was getting your dick sucked before I met you. So you had him fuck some hoes before I met you.
Sure, you know that, but I was, hey, I didn't
kiss. You might
kiss,
not ate no pussy. But I know no, your shit. You still ain't kissing. Fuck that.
I mean, what you mean? Just kissing is just, okay.
Nigga,
I will kiss. I just don't do all that tongue kissing shit. Is what I said. So don't act like I don't kiss you now. Don't do that. I just don't like that tongue in the mouth shit. It should feel weird.
Okay.
But anyway.
And last but not least, which something that should have made some sense was the fact that you shouldn't be fucking around and dating no dumb niggas.
Okay, dumb niggas. Yeah.
Because when you can't have no conversation with a nigga, that's just not gonna work.
Mm.
Like that ain't for good for business.
Well, that's what's up. That's our top 10 segment. Plus more. Queen Germ added some to the list to let y'all motherfuckers know what kind of niggas to avoid. I might come up with 10. Well, I already did probably women not to date.
I mean, you can find some more.
We can find some more. It's content for days. Top 10.
I can help you with that.
Oh, okay.
I can give you some shit. Like, just some shit some bras should just not do.
Mm.
Top 10 all the way around. Just kick them to the curb all together.
Dang. Queen Germ be going hard on the women, man.
Not necessarily, but it's some shit.
You an agent, nigga. You an agent. They gonna cancel you, Queen Jern. You supposed to be on their side.
I was helping them. I was
co-signing all their bullshit.
Hey, helping the side chicks out. But helping I'm just trying out. To help the people understand Damn. What it is and what it ain't.
You need to, you know what I'm saying? You supposed to be an advocate. You supposed to be on the women's side.
I'm what you said the other day. I'm with you when you're right.
Yeah. Somebody called me the damn feminist in the group. I said, whoa. Shout out to Unpopular Opinion Podcast. They said they love Queen Jern. She's like the dominant one, and I was just like wow.
So you fit the role with that.
I'm just saying, man,
clutching your pearls and shit.
I don't be clutching my pearls. I mean
that's what you just said. Me?
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what that sound gave me, baby.
I know. That's what hurt my feelings. But yeah, man, hopefully this will get my feelings up, man. It's that time of year. I don't know if y'all know about this, but Thanksgiving is my favorite time of the year. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of the year, first of all, because A, it's the holiday with no agenda. You just show up, you eat, you be merry, have a good time, go to somebody else's house, wash, rinse, repeat, go to somebody else's house maybe. You could typically hit 3-4 homes on a good Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Get you a good 3-4 plates, different kind of, you know, with Thanksgiving is beautiful because it's anything goes. Like, you can have, you know what I'm saying? Anything goes. Like, you can have whatever.
But it shouldn't.
But any food, you can bring whatever food you want to bring. So if you want ribs, bring ribs. You got an aunt that make goddamn devil crabs, bring those. You got somebody that want to bring a pot of spaghetti, bring that. You got somebody that want to bring a seven layer salad, bring that shit. Whatever you want to bring. Ribs, come on, bring them. Fried turkey, bring that shit. Whatever you want to bring, it's open. You got the cheap sodas, bring them motherfuckers.
The kids will drink them.
Look, you can have goddamn 5 different proteins. You can have about 80 different sides, just all kinds of sides. You can have all kinds of goddamn pies and desserts and cobblers, and you can have sweet potato pie. You can have pumpkin pie. You can have apple pie, strawberry pie, cheesecake. You can have goddamn anything goes with Thanksgiving because it's just whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And then, the people are thankful for it.
Yes. And then, you know, you with people that day. You're happy, you're festive, you see people, oh, what's going on? You stop by somebody's house and, hey, go in there, grab a plate. You know, it's just a festive day, and mm-hmm. it's no, like, you don't have to buy gifts for nobody. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say nothing. No, it's no agenda. It's like, just have a good day today.
But we still in the COVID, and now they told y'all that y'all got a
pandemic. We're not in the COVID no more. We're in the flu now. COVID is done. We're in the flu now.
On top of a pandemic.
Yes, we're in a flu pandemic now.
So we in a double pandemic. Yes. People are still getting the coronavirus.
Man, nobody getting that COVID. Y'all quit talking about it. It go away. Don't y'all understand that?
That's not science, sir.
That's just how it works. Stop talking about it. That shit is done with. Nigga, like, damn.
So y'all going to die of the flu now?
Yes, we're going to die of the flu now.
So that's
niggas scared of the flu. Yes.
Okay. Niggas well, getting super flu now. I'm scared of the insurance bill I just saw the other day.
From who?
That they talking about the $250 for every test I done took, and I done been getting tested for the last, every week, for the last probably 30 weeks.
Hey, y'all, let me tell y'all about Queen Jern. Queen Jern went to these people and gave her insurance information. And now they trying to bill her insurance for it.
For every test that I done took.
How the hell? When they asked me, you got insurance? Nope.
My thing is, you said the bitch was free, so why you even needed to know?
Hey, I ain't even tell them all that. I don't have no insurance. I tell them people I'm white. I don't have no insurance. That's what I put on there when I register for stuff. When I show up, it's always awkward. I be looking like, what's the problem? Like, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I want to get the best vaccines and tests and everything, so I put white on there. That's probably why they ain't asked me no shit like that, because I was white.
But it don't matter, because my insurance declined the shit. So.
Okay, so that's what's up. Hey. Stand with the insurance. They're like, whoa, nigga, them shit's free, nigga. Yeah. Fuck is you trying to bill me for 1,000 tests? Nigga, like, what the fuck?
This broad been going every Wednesday. Yes. Like, what the fuck?
Like, what going on?
And I went today. Got another motherfucker.
Yeah, they just getting billed $250 for that shit.
Right. I don't give a damn. I need to know before I go out of town.
Yeah, but so this Thanksgiving, we got to know, Queen Jern, are you going anywhere for Thanksgiving?
I'm going somewhere with or without your black ass. Hey, that's what it is.
That's the spirit. That's the spirit. People out there traveling, man. Traveling for Thanksgiving sucks because it's, you know, unless you can get in or you can stay the whole time. But if you have to leave at any time, that's the only thing that's bad about it, to make it a one-day thing, because, you know, you have so much fun that day, then you got to leave the next day. That shit sucks. But it has to be done because, you know, life goes on.
Have to be done because people want to be assholes.
Nobody wants to be assholes. Niggas want to be comfortable.
Yeah, right? I want to be comfortable too. I want to have a good time. I don't want somebody shortening my trip because they chose to fuck it up. And then fuck it up at the last minute. If I mentally prepared myself for going on Thursday and coming back on Friday, I might have been able to do it. But the thing was, a nigga tried to slick a little monkey wrench up in there. Oh, get happy because you're going home. And then you say, snatch it back. You're coming back on Friday. What the fuck? Ain't nobody trying to do that. Ain't nobody trying to do that. Like, it's not necessary. Your team gonna lose anyway. So, damn. You ain't no need for you to rush home to see that shit. You can listen to that on the radio or watch that shit. We can come back on Saturday. What the fuck we come back Friday for? So you can watch them lose at the house. Okay, great. That's what we gonna do.
I just want to be comfortable.
You gonna be comfortable.
I just didn't, you know, I want to have
You might be uncomfortable after your procedure tomorrow, so you gonna fuck up my holiday because you gonna be
I fucked up your holiday last year, remember?
You always do.
Because I was in a car wreck last year. I
always do. Then we go somewhere? Fucked up my last 365 days, if that's the case. No, nigga. We ain't went nowhere. We was here. We was up in this bitch. I cooked most of the food. We bought the honey baked ham.
Oh, yeah. We had a good Thanksgiving last year.
We did. Dang. We made the best of it because I didn't want to make you feel bad because you already felt bad about the accident and all that. Yeah. But hell, the shit was what it was.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody repeating because they ain't got no hams. I didn't order none this year. Fine. So that means we can't have no meat. All we will have is sides.
They still got chicken and all kinds. We can have hamburger, nigga. This Thanksgiving, anything goes.
That's what you think. That's wrong. Anything don't go over here with no Thanksgiving. Ain't nobody cooking on no grill for no Thanksgiving unless you cooking a damn turkey out there on a smoker.
I can smoke a ham. You say ain't no hams in town. No hams.
No, I just say the honey baked ham. That's the kind I like.
Honey baked ham. I mean, they still have some extra because people don't show up and get them. So you still go up there and get
one. So that means I got to go up there first thing when they open the door tomorrow morning.
I mean, if you want one, I mean.
I already got a peach cobbler. I already got that coming tomorrow.
From where?
From the school.
Okay.
They do a fun. The calf does a fundraiser for desserts for Thanksgiving. And
is it a quality peach cobbler?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I ordered one. So we just stand here and eating? Is that what you're saying?
I'm taking it with us.
Oh, no, don't take that with you. Leave that here. No.
Why not? You not eating it? You don't eat peach cobbler? Not to say I'm going to get a half a pan, a half a roasted pan of peach cobbler for me to leave it here for who to eat it?
For us to eat it, nigga.
Oh, okay.
Leave half of it here. Take half of it with you.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
If that will help you get in the car, then I'll take it.
We're still coming back on Friday, so.
We're not.
We are.
Okay. I'm staying.
Okay, well, I'll just stay here then. It's fine. It's no problem.
Moving right along, what did you have for Thanksgiving? Chop it up.
Oh, okay.
Pick up the piece.
I don't mean, we just talk about our Thanksgiving. This more inviting to the damn same show we done did the last three Thanksgivings. If we just going to, let's talk about our Thanksgiving. How we going to decide this situation here? You know,
I mean, flip a coin, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm going to be in that car going down that road to Savannah, Georgia.
If
you in it, you in it. If you ain't, you ain't. I mean, the choice is yours.
I mean, I'm just saying, if we come back Friday, if we're not coming back Friday, I cannot get in that car. That's all I'm saying. So it ain't no beef. It's no beef.
And it is. Because that showed me right there. You talking about side piece hell. Now I'm the wife and I'm being put in a situation where I feel some type of way. Because that sounds like your ulterior motive is to get left so you could do what you want to do. Now you can be the nigga who lying to the bitch saying that you ain't the side piece because you done showed up to her mom's house for Thanksgiving. And your wife you and kids that? On the highway braving the damn traffic. Don't know what they could end up in, but you okay with our life being in limbo while you over here playing like you the good guy. You already don't wear a motherfucking wedding ring, so who the fuck know who you are and who you belong to if you show up at somebody else's function. Now your ass got to starve, and then I have to be okay with you eating DoorDash or something on the holiday. Who the fuck doing that? What you gonna cook?
I'm gonna go to the grocery store tomorrow.
Oh, okay. You got all that damn energy, but you wasn't going
to
do
all
that.
If I was going to eat, what else I'm going to do? I ain't going to have no car, so I'm going to have food. So the best thing for me to do is before you leave, go to the grocery store, get me some groceries, and I will cook. So therefore, I will have food for those days.
If you say so, bro. Looks a lot suspicious to me.
How would that be suspicious? If I was stuck home, I got to eat. I'm not going to sit there and just call out.
Hey, I don't know what the fuck you going to do.
I don't know why we just can't come back. I mean, that's a good meeting. Come back Friday. Leave tomorrow night. Come back Friday.
I don't want to leave tomorrow night. You sound like you done forgot what we done been through. Like, Wednesday is the worst day to travel for Thanksgiving. When we leave on Thursday morning, we have a pretty decent ride. Why? Because most people already where they supposed to be at. If you leave on Thursday, you don't have all of that because most people... They cooking and they celebrating. We on the road. So we avoid a lot of that bullshit you're going to get into on Tuesday and Tuesday and Wednesday. So you go Thursday. If you're going to come back, you could come back Saturday. But you say, hey, I can't come back Saturday because Saturday I want to be sitting in front of the TV. If you leave at a decent hour, you know, 8 o'clock, I guess, Saturday morning, you could come back. I mean, we could
leave by 7:30 at the latest.
I mean, it's whatever. At this point, because clearly, like I said, I don't trust you enough to leave you here, and
that's ridiculous. I'm not going to do that.
So I'll stay here if I got to stay here. That's what it is. It is what it is, man.
We'll talk more offline, but hope y'all have a good Thanksgiving. If y'all going anywhere, be careful on your travels. If you're staying at home, you know, if you're just getting dressed up to go to the living room, if you're doing it alone, you know what I'm saying? You know, happy Thanksgiving to you. You know, just have a good time this Thanksgiving. Eat a lot of food. Don't forget, turkey is still trash. You know what
I'm saying?
If
it's fried, it's all right. It is.
It's hit or miss.
If the person know what they're doing, it's good.
I'm not going to lie. Frying the turkey does make it a little more palatable, but it's still motherfucking turkey. And you know what I'm saying?
I mean, the sides make it. Like, I mean, now I'm cool with the ribs and the fried chicken and Cornish hen.
Nigga talking about baked chicken at Thanksgiving.
No, nobody baking no damn chicken.
Fucking baking chicken at Thanksgiving.
Shit. Turkey wings, I love that. With some gravy.
But I mean, again, anything goes.
Yeah, like you said, anything goes. But if you can't fucking cook, leave that kitchen shit alone. You get the paper products or the sodas.
Yeah.
But that's where we draw the line with you.
I seen somebody experiment talking about they're going to do some... what's this shit? Pesto chicken macaroni and cheese. I said, whoa.
Why is all that going on?
That's a casserole, goddamn. Yeah, that ain't mac and cheese no more.
Just because you got macaroni noodles.
Ain't macaroni and cheese technically a casserole? Nah, not really.
And even if you call it that, it still ain't what you doing with no pesto chicken.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Just call it chicken pesto casserole if you're going to do that. Then we ain't going to, oh, we got some noodles in it too. Oh, okay. We don't call it like, don't, y'all do not experiment with the mac and cheese. Don't do nothing with
leave
it. Leave it alone. Mac and cheese is good by itself. It don't need no bacon. It don't need no lobster. It don't need no shrimp. It don't need none of that shit in that motherfucker. Y'all stop putting that bullshit in there, all right?
Cubes of meat.
Don't need no fucking meat in the mac and cheese. Don't need it, man.
That's not mac and cheese.
Stop doing that shit to the mac and cheese, bro. You know what I'm saying? And what else? The dressing.
The bomb. Listen,
the dressing and stuffing. I know some people call it stuffing. Some people call it dressing. I prefer dressing over stuffing.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Dressing all day.
I done had stuffing before. It's not on, you know, that's like up north shit. Up north niggas eat stuffing. Yeah. Down south we eat dressing. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? So I prefer the dressing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no good picture of dressing. Dressing ain't supposed to look pretty. It is what
it
is.
That shit tastes good.
Yeah, but it's gooder than a motherfucker.
If you do it right.
Yes. It starts from the beginning when you're making the celery and the onion and all that shit together, when you're cooking that butter and sautéing that. If your dressing don't smell like that when it's first starting, nigga, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, doing it all the way wrong. You got to cook your cornbread first. Crumble it on up in there.
Yeah, man. Day old good corn. Stuff. Get old, bro. I remember my grandma used to just save bread all year in the freezer for her dressing. She said, that's what my dressing. Save them ends. She had a big old bag of goddamn old bread for her dressing. But you know,
good
gotta
stuff.
Have good dressing. Cranberry sauce. I don't give a fuck how good your cranberry sauce is. You keep telling me, you ain't never had homemade cranberry sauce. You're doing yourself a disservice. Listen, nigga, I done tried that homemade shit. I don't want your homemade cranberry sauce. I like my shit from the can, and that shit better have goddamn ridges in it when I see that motherfucker on the goddamn plate.
So you like the one with the chunks in it?
Nigga, I don't like the canned fucking cranberry sauce.
Saying, you know
the
you
ocean spray that's like a jello.
But the jelly one.
Yes.
The other one has cranberries
I don't
like,
want
in
that.
It.
I ain't
like
never,
chunky,
nah,
chunky.
Nah, I don't like that.
Okay.
Mm-mm. And
I
everybody
mean, I like
keeps,
the jelly.
Niggas be hating on the canned cranberry sauce. I don't want I try it, but I promise you, it ain't better than the jelly cranberry sauce, okay?
Yeah.
So
I'm confident in that.
Just
I mean,
being
I'm,
real
I'm
with
willing
you.
To try that too, but
I try
feel
it.
Like,
not, mm-mm.
Yeah. Ocean spray cranberry sauce is on the ones. It's it.
And candy yams. Listen, you gotta have candy yams, man. Make sure your yams cut up. Got a nice little syrup with them. You know what I'm saying? You know, nobody want no dry-ass fucking candy yams, nigga. They call it candy yams for a reason. You trying to serve me some goddamn sweet potatoes, nigga. I want some candy yams.
It might not even be that shit. If they dry.
Motherfucker be dry, nigga.
And they got to be sitting next to that mac and cheese.
Got to. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. And that's about it, man. Just eat good. Eat whatever you want. Eat a lot of that shit. Feel bad about it the next day.
You eating tomorrow?
I mean, if it's food, like I mean, it depends. Like you know, hey, what time we get there? Since you leaving tomorrow, you know,
I'm not leaving tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow Wednesday. Oh,
I'm
gonna
say,
eat tomorrow.
Are you eating tomorrow? You working your stomach up so that you'll be ready?
This year I did it a little different because I just ain't been in the spirit yet, man. Like I said, the seasonal depression. I haven't been in the spirit for Thanksgiving, so you know, I don't know, man. It was just in limbo.
That's
this
why
week.
You trying to tear my spirit down.
I'm not
down.
Trying to tear your spirits down, not at all.
Y'all need to let your people know, like.
I'm trying
Let
to
him
get
know
in
that
the
there's
spirit.
Another. That's another. There's another way to deal with these things. Like you know, just because you feeling like
I mean,
you know the Grinch, don't
I'm
bring
not,
that down on me.
Hey, I'm only the Grinch at Christmas. Thanksgiving is I love that, but I mean I don't see no reason as having to camp out all weekend. Like no,
it's not camping out. But it's enjoying
out.
Your family. But hey,
I mean
who am
it
I?
Is. I mean, you just saw your family.
Lot, we got a
you
lot
just
of
saw
stuff
your family a couple
outline.
Weeks ago. So that's why I'm like, it's not like you.
For 2 days,
and this will be another 2 days, and you keep it moving.
All right, TV talk.
Yeah. Well, so like I said, have a good Thanksgiving. And it is what it is. Let's go ahead and get into TV talk. We watched a lot this week. First off, BMF season finale. What you think about it?
I know the nigga coming back because that's how the story goes.
Is it?
Terry.
Well, yeah, he did get involved because, yeah.
He's the reason why they pulled him.
What did he get involved in? What are you talking about, Queen Germ?
I said he coming back.
Coming back first, what?
Okay, calm down. He, on the show, he said he leaving. He going to take his settlement money and he going to get the business
he
like
got
his
the
dad.
Settlement money. They got about $150,000.
Yeah, but they can't use none of it until a nigga. First of all, they lost me in the fact that, how old is Terry?
Yeah.
Terry in high school getting arrested, but the motherfucker can't spend his money. He's somebody's daddy.
Till he turned 18. And I was just
like,
well.
So, that should be next month.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, how long till he turned 18 then? Because if that's the way they are like, oh, man, I can't have my money. Like, is this nigga 12?
Exactly. Like you really acting like
how many
this
years?
Dude is a kid, a baby, and y'all got to wait a long time to get this money. And I just feel like Terry got to be at least 17.
Yes. So, he got to be less. Because Meech is what? If Meech is 16 to 18, like, I don't know how old these niggas is.
I don't know how old nobody is. Meech is the oldest. So, if however old Meech is, Meech supposed to have a baby mama too, isn't it?
Yeah. Meech got a baby mama too.
So, that's what I'm just like. Meech got looking like, seemed like he should be 19. Terry might be 17. So, that's what I'm just like.
Yeah.
They hang too tight for them to not be closer in age. So that's
yeah.
I'm just like, it don't seem like that's the case, but I haven't gotten to the point where I can figure out what the ages are. Mm-hmm. But he said he leaving the business. Meech feel like, you know, he betrayed him. I did think it was hella fucked up that, okay, now, of course, I said they needed to kill Lamar. Lamar is now dead. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy about that. I'm okay with that, rather. My issue is they let the girl fall for it. Like,
what you mean?
You can't take her down. She didn't. She was okay with.
Nah, because she already showed who she is. She was already. Because she came in the door being a snake. She was working for Lamar. They found out about it. And then she turned her time. So she has already shown you that she is. Then she lied to Meech when she said, when he asked her where her daddy was from and everything, he told her another game. She told him another gang. And so when Meech asked that old head, he was like, oh, nah, he definitely was down with Lamar and them. And so he was like, well, damn, she lied straight to my face. You know what I'm saying? So I know she can't be trusted. So you know what I'm saying? Like, he would have told
him. But if she had told him the truth, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yes, it would. Just like when he asked her, his homeboy, when he came and asked her the question. And you know what I'm saying? And he wanted him to tell him when he's talking to the boyfriend. And he told the truth. And he was like, okay, see, now I know I can fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? So that's all it was, man. She couldn't be trusted.
She could be trusted. Because the thing
was,
She did too much.
She,
okay, she did too much in the regard of her being under Lamar. But you could tell in her interactions with Lamar, she didn't act like she wanted to be bothered with the shit Lamar had going on. She acted like she owed him a favor, so she was doing it. She was doing something under duress. Therefore, she was not thinking, she did not feel like she had any other option, so she did it. She fell in love with the boy. When she fell in love with the boy, she said,
let's do... Did she fall in love with the boy?
Let's do Lamar. Let's do Lamar together. So therefore, she didn't warn Lamar and tell him, hey, they trying to come and kill you, because if they were, then he would have been able to defend himself, and he wasn't. She allowed that man to get killed, and then you turn to her. That should have proved to you that she was okay with it. So then you turn to her, tell the girl
she
you love her, and kill her anyway.
She had to go. She was disloyal.
But then that mean
you
that
can trust her.
Okay, but that boy killed a girl that he claimed he loved. Mm-hmm. He had feelings for. Meech them owe him a lot.
They do. They do. And they know that. They know that. They know they owe him a lot. So they hopefully he'll get his. Hopefully he'll get his.
And probably won't, because Meech them ain't shit.
Well, I mean, you never know. I mean... We'll see how it plays
out. So, season finale, you thought it was all right?
It was all right. I see they rushing it along. They're moving it along. I see the pace is picked up. But I don't know where the boys go from here, because Terry had the plug. Terry walking away, and the plug says she only deal with Terry. And so, Meech going to have to figure out a way, you know what I'm saying, to get him a new plug. You know what I'm saying?
Because she was about to shoot Meech, so clearly. Mm-hmm. She don't want no dealings with that nigga.
None at all. And the task force, the Drano. Oh, they picked all everybody up, right? No, that's what
they had to let them all go.
They had to let them go. They ain't had nothing on them. That's right.
Then they trying to threaten Meech about putting the mama and the sister in jail by lying and all this other shit. So they was like, see how long
you... Oh, hold up. But he did go to jail. They did catch him up. Remember the boyfriend?
At the end.
The cop they did have at the end, they got his gun that was in his car, and they had the body of the boy and...
Now they trying to see if he going to be a soldier for real.
Yeah.
But he ain't got nothing to live for. His girlfriend did. So, hell, he might do the time for him. Who knows?
Yep, he might as well say, yeah, I did that shit. Well, I mean, the gun is on. He said he want meat. She said, I don't even care about you.
Yeah, about you.
So, he want him to just tell on meat. So, he said, this gun could disappear or whatever like that. Dang, so.
But the cop dirty anyway, so.
Yeah, the cop dirty.
You so can't trust his ass either.
Can't trust him either. So, we'll see how that plays out. It was all right. It was all right.
I mean, it was decent. It held my attention. I don't think I got up but one time. So, hey.
We'll see how season two of that go. Next up, we got, we're going to switch up the gears. Insecure. Insecure happened. This episode, basically, Molly's mother had a stroke.
Yeah.
She was in the hospital, was not looking good. Like, she, you know, they said maybe she'd be paralyzed. And this episode basically, you know, had Molly going from getting riding some nigga face to getting a phone call about her mom and rushing to the hospital in a go-go dress. You know what I'm
and
saying?
My thing is, she should have had some other clues, period. Like, I get it, but I don't.
You was out. I mean, what you gonna do?
Shit, I know you had to pass your house to get to the hospital. You ain't no surgeon. You wasn't going to save your mama life. So if you had to stop to go get you a t-shirt and some jeans, you could have gotten a t-shirt and some jeans and came to the hospital looking like a decent and respectable person.
She looked ridiculous with the haircut and the dress on. I was disgusted.
You a male chauvinist. Just
I'm
so
not
you
a
know.
Male chauvinist.
You are. Because like all of the stereotypical things, like why she can't be bald head and have on a sexy dress. Oh, she can't be sexy and have a boy haircut. Like, that's the shit that's in your mind. Like, the two don't go together. So, it's like, to you, you feel like, oh, she's no longer sexy because her hair is not there.
No, it's just the type of haircut and the dress she had on. It wasn't flattering, as y'all would say.
I wouldn't. I thought she looked real cute.
Oh, I mean, Issa looked better in the dress than Molly did.
Because Issa had hair.
Oh, stop it.
That's the only thing. Issa...
She's not, look, neither one of them are, you know, no, I ain't going to say that. I'm not going to say they're not attractive because that would be wrong. All
if they're not
beautiful.
Attractive to you, they're just not attractive to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like, I like, you know, Issa has nice hairstyles, you know what I'm saying?
Because she has hair. That's the only thing you care about.
I said
about.
Her hairstyles.
That's
I like her hairstyles.
That's the only thing you care about. But if she decided
but
to cut her
I don't
hair,
like that little weird, awkward thing. Nah, that would drive me, like, that wouldn't, nah, that wouldn't. After a while, I'd be like, yo, something wrong with this girl. Man, she tweaking, bro.
You know? I mean, something is definitely wrong with her, but, I mean, I like her and Nathan. I mean, they looking cute together.
You think so?
I mean.
It was kind of awkward at first.
It was definitely awkward because they both were awkward with each other.
Her and Lawrence but better together.
I mean, I liked her and Lawrence. I really did.
But she cheated on Lawrence.
It doesn't matter. Lawrence had a baby with somebody. He clearly didn't keep that together because you got the sperm. You have no control over what the person does with the sperm. Mm. So if you was, the, you know what I'm saying? If you a lady, you get pregnant from a nigga, you could not have the baby. He may never know. But you a nigga, you fuck around and you done got this broad pregnant. You don't know if she want to keep the baby. You don't know if she don't want the baby. So, I mean, he is definitely doing a good job as much
being
as can be done. He trying to make it work, but it did touch my heart when Issa had to see them together and it was like, oh, they such a family. And I, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, that's some shit I could have had, but I don't because,
you fucked it up.
Yeah. I mean, but it's not even saying she fucked it up because life fucks things up. So it's just like, sometimes you be off and you read somebody wrong cause they don't express themselves a certain type of way. And then you slip and fall on a banana peel. And then, hey, by the time you gather yourself and get things together, the show done going on. So
I ain't like the way they have my nigga Lawrence looking in that episode. He looked weird, man. He looked old or something. Like,
I mean, he looked old because the damn nigga done been fucked around with that lady he with. That girl
flight,
crazy.
Flight. He ain't sleeping, working, going back and forth.
That girl crazy. And she is running him through the ringer. He gonna get tired of that shit. So hopefully she can start liking him and treat him a lot better. But if he got to keep going through all them hoops and loops, it ain't gonna last.
Yeah, so you know, hopefully the Nathan Issa relationship works, but I think we ain't seen the last of Lawrence, man. We haven't seen
that's
the last.
That's the reason why they let him peep on her in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Like, of all the hospitals in that city that y'all motherfuckers could have had to go to.
And she
y'all
looked around
to
the corner back for Lawrence and he was gone. So that let me know she still
got feelings for him. I mean, but some people you gonna always have feelings for.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna always have feelings for you.
I'm about to flip this whole table over. If you said anybody else, I'm about to say, what? What the fuck? Show motherfucking over. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Really? You thought I was going to say somebody else?
I was really like, this nigga is bold in the motherfucker. She says some shit like this. But anyway, woo. Sorry, y'all. King Germ. My eye, I ain't see number red.
At least I ain't see number red right then. Like me, even though you act real stupid. Whew. But they lost the girl dog and found the dog.
Yeah, man.
So that was a little time they had with each other. And Molly Mama got all excited.
No, that was Issa Mama.
Issa Mama got all excited.
Molly Mama ain't say nothing this episode.
She's in the hospital.
Yeah.
But her mama got all excited when she saw Nathan in the background because now she knew, you know, they date and go together, whatever. He did say they go together. Yeah. So it was kind of cute. They had a little commitment of all that. So hopefully it works out for the kids.
Yeah.
If not, hey.
A lot you're dealing with somebody's Nathan's situation. So Issa, you got your hands full. And then you ain't all the way stable. So. Yeah.
But sometimes when you broken, we all got some issues. Mm. It's just that.
Two broken people still don't fix each other.
But the pieces might go together this time.
Don't believe that shit, people.
I'm just saying.
That's that logic. That's why.
I'm just saying something. Love has a way of doing things. Like love conquers all. They say.
That's what they say.
You an asshole. You're an asshole.
Oh man. Asshole. Next show up, man. We got the Wonder Years. And on this episode of the Wonder Years. Good old Dean was getting basically bullied at school by this.
He always getting bullied, but yeah.
Yeah, and so the dude was beating his ass, and his mama come save the day. And then
she really didn't save the day.
Yeah, she didn't because
that shit is embarrassing.
She's one of the mamas that, you know, have one of those big hearts. So she takes the boy. You know, this was back in, you know, like I said, when the community used to, you know what I'm saying, raise the kids. So she was going to go take him home to his mom and say, hey, your son was doing blah, blah, blah. I caught your son at the store. You know, whatever. You know how they used to do you. Caught your son stealing at the store. You know, so I caught your son doing this, caught your son doing that. So she was doing that. But when we get home, knowing he was one of the little latchkey kids. Matter of fact, it was just him and his brother, right?
Yeah, his mama was mentally ill or something.
Yeah, so it was just him and his older brother living in the house together. And so, you know, she had her little charity case. So she basically made Dean start hanging with him and bringing him home, helping him with his homework. And, you know, Dean was getting jealous because she was spending a lot of time with him. And
always a kid.
Always, you know what I'm saying? You know.
You can't stand the mama to be, like, the whole time your mama in the house trying to spend time with you, you ain't got time for the mama. Then the mama go and hang with your little rival at the school. Now you, oh, my mama done replaced me. And then the sister dropped that little seed in him and said, oh, she with her favorite son or some shit like that. And so then now Dean can't stand the boy. Dean so worked up, he get to the science fair.
Yep.
Done fucked up his damn project because he's so busy worried about the mama and the boy.
Yeah, he didn't do something right. He missed a step. And then the boy, he had his little, you know.
His little potato watch clock or whatever working. And he laughing at Dean. So Dean done lashed out on the boy.
Yep, told us. That's why your mother don't even want you because she's crazy or something like that.
Your mama can't raise you because she's crazy.
Yeah.
Now you done embarrassed the boy, but you look even worse because your shit ain't work. Mm-hmm. And you talking some shit. Bite the boy.
Then you put your mom out there on blast. Because
that means she done told you.
Yeah, the boy confided in the mother, and then she told you, and now he like, damn, now she ain't going to fuck with me no more because, you know what I'm saying, I done lost a friend. You know, everybody done lost out because you, Dean. And so, you know, it was one of those situations. You know, everybody done had a friend that their mama liked too much or whatever like that.
Really?
I mean, I guess.
My mom ain't like nobody turn, I guess.
She didn't?
I mean, she spoke to everybody, take the Lord with you, but it wasn't no damn... You wasn't coming over here. You ain't wearing out your welcome over there.
Okay.
Trust me. She'll help you to know how to get on back around there.
Okay.
To where you come from.
You sure none of your brothers felt no way about the y'all fake brother?
Uh-uh.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
I mean, the nigga was locked up more than he was out. Shit.
He's dead, now
that he out, he don't have even come around no more.
Of course not. He's in the world now. You know,
he married old lady.
She was a nice beacon of hope to hold on to. You know, she gave him positive reinforcement. You know, he probably called it some of his darkest times. She gave him, shed on some positive light on him and everything. So, you know, she probably, you know, he got in the real world. And, you know, that nigga out there doing living life now, you know. But he thank her for that time. I bet you it meant a lot to him.
I bet it did.
Yeah, so, you know. So, yeah, so that's all about the Wonder Years, man. It was a pretty good show. You know, it's always reminiscent. Next up, last, we had
Power
Book 2, Ghost, Son of Tommy something, brother.
Tyreek.
Yeah, Yasmin, whatever it's called.
What the hell?
That's the little sister named Yaz.
Oh.
The one that they show every once in a while. Like, she was like, help. Yeah,
talking about the one about to burn up the house.
Yes, the one that was in there cooking in the house.
So the grandmama is going out of her mind.
Grandma is drunk, And, you know, of course, the
she
mother.
She got the same thing that Seamus got.
Hey.
The alcoholic dementia.
Yeah. She don't know what the hell going on. So, Yaz, you know, of course, we know that Tasha's off in WITSEC. So, we don't know where Tasha is. They don't know where Tasha is. The little baby is staying with the grandmother, Tasha's
and
mother.
She's not a little baby. Yes. That gal is like 10.
Yeah, she's old as fuck now. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. Like, how Tariq is still a freshman, but this kid done turned about 10. She cooking and shit.
She at least 10.
Like, what the fuck? Like, how? Like, how does she age, but Tariq didn't? Like, come on. This is the same from what y'all saying in the storyline. We're picking up right where we left off. It ain't like, was this like a year later? No, nigga, this shit
like 5 years later for her.
Nah, because, exactly. Because last time we seen her at the funeral, she was little as fuck. Now she cooking in the kitchen? This shit crazy. But anyway, just something we noticed. Tariq still running with Mo and her crew, the daughter. And the sons and, you know what I'm saying?
Mary J. Blige family.
Yeah, Mary J. family. Mary J. acting, she got a little bit better this time.
They might have gave her a little coaching.
It still was bad. Like, you know, it's still Mary J. playing Mary J. So, Mary J., just be yourself. This is the easiest role ever.
She don't want to lose this, but she don't understand.
They got you playing you. All you have to do is be yourself. You in there. Yo, why you think we don't talk to... Yo, what you mean? He's our ticket out. You got a bad business plan. Yeah. You sell all these drugs, and you think your nephew
who's slow
playing basketball is gonna be the way that y'all move out. We just gonna go wherever he go, but what y'all gonna do? He's not gonna make enough money to support all y'all.
Tell me something. You gonna get on the payroll, and I'm gonna be somebody gonna be his
ma'am.
Bodyguard,
I'm telling you,
somebody else gonna. I'm gonna be his manager.
Ma'am, they're getting you away from him. What if he turns to no? They're distancing him from y'all.
He distances himself from y'all when y'all unkill his man.
Exactly.
Now.
He like, yo, what's going on? So now you're going
to be... the first thing he asked you, did you have something to do with that? And when y'all find out it's Tariq crazy ass, y'all going to stop fucking with him too. Because y'all already know he done killed his daddy.
Yeah.
He don't care about people.
Because Kane know Tariq did it. So you know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. And so that's the thing. So we going to see. Let's see. They still moving product. But what happened was they found the body of the professor... so now they know, and then the detective called the phone, the professor phone, and then Tariq answered the guy to the phone or whatever like that. So now they know it's pinged that somebody on campus is the one was the last person he called. So that's gonna get somebody. Tariq need to get rid of that phone.
Yep, he got to. It don't matter. Your mama can't call you no more.
Yeah,
she didn't know it, so hell, yeah. She ain't gonna be to call you. Y'all got to get rid of that shit.
He thought it was his mom and shit.
And that's why he answered
it. Yeah, then the nigga was like, detective such and such and such.
Got his ass.
Got him.
Roped up.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, so that happened, man. So, Power, man, that's about all that happened. Exciting. Oh, no. I got to let this. I would be remiss if I did not mention this. We had Method Man and Red Man in the scene together.
Foolish.
And the difference in their looks was crazy.
Because...
One, Method Man looked like...
New Money.
Oh, Red Man looked like...
Garbage.
I was just like...
And y'all supposed to be brothers. He had to clearly have had a hard life.
I was just like, did they put makeup
like
on this 40 nigga?
40 years apart?
Did they digitally age this nigga? I said, Red Man look older than a motherfucker.
And Method Man looked like he just came bruh, out of the box.
Bruh, that's... Whew. I was just like, what? Method Man was all nice buffed and buck. Red Man over there
looking
all
like
frail. And
yeah.
I was just like, yo, how old is Red Man? How old is Method Man? Like, are these niggas that much older than each other?
And they not. And he's, I mean, even the part that y'all playing on the show, y'all supposed to be brothers. Woo. So it's like, or at least good friends and just call Woo. Each other brothers. But yeah.
Red Man look older than a
he
motherfucker.
He look horrible.
I'm talking about, man.
Like, Ooh. He done been in the prison for the last 40 Ooh. Years. He one of these people who need to be exonerated on these charges that everybody getting that out 30, 40 years
That nigga
years
look
afterwards.
Like the OG or something.
I guess that's what he was supposed to be looking like because he looked bad.
Damn. So, yeah, man. So, go ahead, y'all. Check that out. Power Book 2, Son of Ghost, daughter of...
Zion.
Yes, just all that stuff.
Whatever.
Check that out. Well, it's time for Queen Germ's favorite time of the show. It's bad black cinema. Cinema. Bad Black Cinema of the BBC, as we like to call it around here. So me and Queen Germ take situations suggested by you, the listener, or me. I just make them up. And we come out here and act them up. Act it out. Let me let y'all know, before we do this, it's an improv. We are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We didn't even take drama classes. But we do this every week for y'all. And this week, the situation is this. Girl invites dude to her family's gathering. I assume this gathering is Thanksgiving. Okay? We're going to call it a gathering because we don't know what they celebrate. We all inclusive over here.
All the holidays.
We're setting the scene. We're setting the scene. Queen Jern. Girl calling the dude. Girl don't know. She the side chick. She's about to find out. You ready, Queen Jern?
Sure.
Action.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, what's going on? Hey, how you doing there? Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up?
Ain't nothing. I was just calling my auntie them. They gonna get together. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have a little fish fry, and they gonna have a little low country boil. So, okay. I was wondering if you want to come with me to come on over there. It's gonna be Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, shoot. Oh, yeah, that's cool. Friday, all right, that's fine. I mean, you know, I thought it was Thanksgiving and stuff.
You want to come on Thursday?
Oh, nah,
I mean, because you know, Thursday we gonna have like the traditional food, but then Friday we gonna have.
Oh no,
nah,
I'd rather have seafood because you know I'm probably gonna go by my aunties and stuff on Thursday and stuff.
I mean, but I could go with you over there, and then you can come with me to my people on Friday.
Oh no, I mean, you know, Friday good. I just see you Friday, man. Because Thursday, you know, it's different. You know what I'm saying? You know,
what's different about it?
I mean, it's just gonna be, you know, my family and everything. You know,
so you don't want to meet my family?
I mean, I said we gonna meet your family on Friday, right?
Okay, so then I can meet your family on Thursday.
I mean, well, see, Thursday is, see, we're in my aunt's house, and she real, it's really a small thing, it's intimate, it's just, it's not, nobody
so
really.
So we not intimate?
No.
I said, just intimate.
That's different. I'm talking about with the family. She is really just like certain.
I don't understand.
Because it's not for the whole family. It's just.
It's not for the whole family?
No. It's just for select, you know.
So okay, so just, you can't say you got a plus one? It's not like I'm bringing all my kids with me.
Nah, ain't no plus ones and that. Like, she don't do plus ones.
Why? She can't add?
No, she just don't have nobody. No, it's intimate. That's what I'm saying. That's what that word means. It's like it's only
I understand
few.
What intimate
yeah,
means.
Like nobody, no, yeah, it's just for a select few. So only those selected can come. She real funny like that, man. She OCD.
So you don't need to go then?
No, I mean, I gotta go because I'm one of the ones she picked and I go every year. So it's just like, you know.
Well, I mean, why we can't do nothing?
I mean, we doing something Friday. Ain't that
what I'm saying? Like, we doing something with my family Friday, but we can't do nothing together on Thursday. I can cook.
I mean, I told you to my house. I mean, you ain't got to do all that, man. It's cool, bro. I just, like I said, I see you on Friday.
So who you going to be with Thursday? Because
I'm going to my
aunt's
house Thursday. I just told you I'm going to be.
You
going to
be with somebody Thursday, so why
my
I can't
aunt,
be with Thursday?
That's what I'm saying. My family over there.
But you clearly just said it ain't for the family. So is that, you and your aunt got a relationship now?
No, my aunt and whatever family member she picked, select to come, is that's who we're going to be with. I mean, but what you tripping for? We set up for Friday.
We set up for Friday because I just happened to make it convenient for you. But the way you seem, as if you got some other things that you're trying to keep me from on Thursday.
I just told you I'm going to my aunt's house, eat Thanksgiving over there. We watch the games and shit, and it's just like an all-day affair, man. I mean, I'm going to come. I'll probably get with you, like, you know, a little later on in the day when I leave at like 8, 9 o'clock.
8, 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
I'm going to be going to the sales.
Okay,
you gonna bring me some money at 8, 9 o'clock, so you can meet me at Walmart or some shit.
I mean, you know, just
Target.
Just hit me up or something like that. It's word or whatever, but you know, we'll see what up.
You ain't shit.
I mean,
I can see that. I can see that now.
See what?
You sitting there running this game, talking about some. Yeah, you gonna be at your auntie house. All of a sudden, you at your auntie house.
That's what.
I ain't heard who. What your auntie name is?
Glenda.
I ain't heard no Glenda the whole time we've been talking.
Because I just call her aunt. What you mean? I only see her like once a year.
Aunt?
I only see her like once a year, and that's on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and she live in the same city.
Yeah.
That's strange.
What you mean?
If it works for you, it works for me. Just know you better make sure you have my money on Thursday night, and I'll see you Friday.
All right, man. That's what's up, man. Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
So sick, man.
Yep, man. That girl had the realization that she was a side chick. Then she wanted to ask for some money. That was messed up.
Hey, that's that. Hey, if nothing else,
she was just like, well,
I might be a side chick, but I ain't going to be a broke side chick.
Mm,
I got to get something out of the deal.
Ain't nothing wrong with
something.
That. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's time to read some rap lyrics.
Mm.
And it's your girl, Queen Germ time. But the gimmick around here is we read some rap lyrics, and when we read them in our, you know, whatever kind of voice, professional voice, dramatic voice, whatever you want to say, poetic voice. But we just take the lyrics, we read them for y'all. And y'all know when it's Queen Germ, it's always a fun time. Queen Germ, are you ready?
I guess.
Here we go. Into the microphone, please.
Came here with my dick in my hand. Don't make me leave here with my foot in your ass. Be cool. And don't worry about how I'm ripping this shit. When I'm flipping what I'm kicking, nigga, that's just what I do. I'm effervescent and I'm off that crescent. Nastier than a full-grown German shepherd. Motherfucker, keep stepping. They don't fuck with me and they don't. Y'all bitches can't catch me and you won't. Pay your fare. Fix your hair. Throw that pussy. Got a Prada for my Bunopolis and Donna for my Babuski. You think I'm tricking? Bitch, I ain't tripping. I'm buying if you got nice curves for your iceberg. Drinking Hen and acting like it do something to me. Hope this indecent proposal make you do something with me. Fuck a dollar, girl. Pick up 50. And fuck that coward, girl. You need a real nigga. Off top, knickerboxers, hurting shit. Bend over, ho. Show me what you working with.
Hey. That was the former No Limit soldier, Mystical, with his smash hit, Shake Your Ass, off of one of his albums. I can't remember which. It was Ghetto Fabulous, or I think it might have been Ghetto Fab, but it was one of them. But yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Glad you liked it.
Yeah, man. That was a J. Will request. Shout out J. Will. Today is his birthday.
Okay, J. Will. Shout happy out to birthday. J. Will.
Happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? It's HBCU confession time. HBCU confessional. When I go to that confessional, grab some tweets, bring them over here to Queen Germ. She tells me if she likes it. This one goes a little something like this. I let this girl at a party handcuff me to the bed, and she rode my dick. But then she let all her friends ride me too, which I didn't consent to, and now I feel violated because I got to live with the fact that these bitches pretty much ran a train on me. Fayetteville. A damn shame.
Queen Jern, it ain't a damn shame.
React.
First of all, they helped you out. Because if your dick was still hard for somebody to ride you, and you say multiple friends, your dick didn't go down. So clearly, if you was trying to do that with one girl wasn't going to be able to handle all that. So they got as much as they could take, and then they passed the baton. So therefore, they were helping you not leave with blue balls or some other shit, because clearly you had an erection for a long time if they had a whole train on top of you. They had you handcuffed. Did you ask them to stop? Because you can't say, I did not consent, but I never said no. So that ain't in the story now.
I didn't consent to.
Yeah, you didn't consent.
Maybe
to
he
it.
Was passed out.
No. Your ding-a-ling would have been passed out too.
He might have. Hey,
at some point, it would have went down.
Hey,
so if it allowed. He could have
drugged him up.
If it allowed.
He didn't consent
ladies,
to this.
He say he didn't consent.
Yeah.
But the problem he is asleep. He feel bad.
Yeah.
He feel bad because he feel used. The hoes ain't calling him no more. Because
he so got drugged. See, that's what he don't say. That if you read into it,
he didn't.
He said,
didn't get
but then,
drugged at all.
Which I didn't consent to.
Mm-mm. And now I feel violated because I got to live with the fact that these bitches pretty much ran a train on me. They didn't pretty much ran a
they
train on me.
They drugged him up.
They did not.
He passed out.
They did not.
They used and abused him.
They did not. He said he agreed to the handcuffing. Said, I let this girl at a party handcuffed me. You was at a party.
Yeah.
What did you think was going to happen? You were now the centerpiece.
Come on now.
We was doing the damn thing with
maybe
you, sir.
Maybe we went off to the side. The party was still going
no,
on.
No, not if you handcuffed to a bed, baby.
Yeah,
this thing said handcuffed to a bed, not a chair.
But maybe she, maybe
we
they,
went into an intimate.
Maybe they got him. Maybe again they had him handcuffed, bound his legs and arms.
No, he did not. He was okay with what was going on.
He passed out.
He what he didn't tell y'all is the people done talking about it.
Mm.
So they saying that something.
Young man, you were raped.
He was not.
You were raped. You
don't,
need to report
don't
this.
Don't pass off that false
you need
information.
To report this.
He agreed to be somebody's sex toy.
One,
and
one
therefore,
person. And the other ones I didn't agree to.
Hey.
And so you were raped.
And
so,
if these was her homegirls and they decided they wanted to share your dangling, hey.
You were raped, my
just
guy.
Say thank
Go
you.
Report that shit. Fuck out of here.
But his dick was hard for all of their
doesn't
encounters.
Matter.
If they rolled the dick, that
your pussy
means
got
they
wet when a nigga raped you. What you can't say that ain't rape? Nigga just got your pussy wet. Nah, it's still rape, nigga.
I don't know. We got to get
fuck
all the facts.
Fuck out of here, man. Come on.
The
pussy just work like that,
hey,
regardless.
Get all the facts before you come to those conclusions, sir.
Mm. Let's go ahead and move on. Keep it 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a keep it 100?
I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all and let y'all know that if somebody asks you for some money, they already embarrassed. They already at the lowest low. They already asking you for a favor. Don't be questioning a motherfucker acting like you got to give them the third degree or you got to tell them about, well, you know, if you handle your money this way, you always got to put a few dollars off to the side. So when you're coming to a hard time, don't do that. It's either yes or no, motherfucker.
100.
It's just that simple. Mm. If you're going to give me the shit, let me borrow the shit, say yes. If you're not, say no. Don't give me no finance lesson. That ain't the shit I need to hear right now. So I'm in a bind. I'm already sucking my pride up and asking you for a favor. If you got it, give it. If you don't, tell a person no. That's all.
Mm. Well, my keeping 100, man. The pussification of America is real.
100.
And what I mean by that is, since Texas youth football team, the Rebels, they're made up of 7 and 8-year-olds. They got booted out of their league for being too good and winning 7 games with a combined score of 199-6. All right. So the Flower Mound Rebels, a Texas youth football team, were booted out of their league. They were 7 and 8-year-olds. They won 7 games with a combined score of 199-6. Rhett Taylor, the vice president of the Keller Youth Association, had voted to boot the team out of the league as he felt it was unfair. The Rebels coach, Mrs. Reagan Montero, said that Taylor was a sore loser and they kicking them out for working too hard sent mixed messages to the players. Okay, my keep it 100 is this. Y'all quit making these little pussies out here in the world, okay? Because first of all, 199-6, I seen that shit this year. We had a team that goddamn ran through our shit like that. They scored more points than that, and we ain't scored shit. You know what? I ain't fucking cry about it. I ain't go out there and say, hey, kick these niggas out the league. You know what it made me do? Say, you know what? I got to get a team together to beat these niggas. That's what it made me say.
That's what it made you say?
That's what it made. I want to beat y'all. So, yeah, you might whoop my ass for this year, next year, whatever, but that day ever comes when I beat y'all, oh, my God, it's going to feel so good. That's what it should have made you say. But, no, y'all took the pussy way out and kicked these niggas out the fucking league in the middle of the fucking playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they lame, but the kids know they the best. Because if they got to change the game just so that you can lose.
Hey, 7 and 8.
You already know that y'all are best. The best show in town.
So that's why I'm like, listen, man. Don't kids that kicked y'all out, man. Listen, yeah. Now, first of all, this is the team now, Queen Jern. Now, I'm going to be honest.
They don't look like they fucking nobody
hey,
up.
Hey, thank you. That's all.
They don't look like they, especially your boy right here.
That's the only one that it may be.
He look like he missing meals and
it
shit.
It look like
so.
he EBT. Like, he definitely on somebody program. Like that's the only one. But other than that, I don't see.
This one right here might have had a little struggle.
Nah, he looks soft. I don't like he's smiling. Oh, I don't like boys that smile in football pictures. You got to watch them. The ones that smile, they usually ain't good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
Yeah. The ones that usually keep straight faces and shit, them the ones that be goddamn, you know, you can count on and shit like that. Like, that's the quarterback right there. I can tell by his jersey. Mm-hmm. That's the quarterback. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but anyway, the pussification of America is real. If you raise a little ass pussy out here in this world today, stop it. Stop it. I won't allow that shit on my team. I hate it. I don't play that shit. I treat them like boys should be treated. And then that's just, I don't do all that babying. I'm not one of them babying coaches. You know, don't come to me for the babying. I'm not the one. Like, I'm not the one. Like, I don't like excuses. I'm a motherfucker out there on that field. Like,
you a motherfucking real life.
You know what I'm saying? So,
Just to put
so,
yeah, that out.
So that's why I keep it 100, man. Stop raising these little pussies, man.
I don't see what's wrong with the pussy.
Winner or loser time. Queen Germ, you got any winners?
Yeah, this week I'm going to say my winner is Carly Red.
Winner.
Somebody I ain't on. What? Speaking of, but you know.
Jesus.
She just recently signed a multi-million dollar singing.
She's lying like a motherfucker.
No, it said Legacy Records. Hey,
Carly Red lying like a motherfucker.
Legacy Records, they had a
$10 million. I seen that. I said, Carly Red lying like a bitch. I said, this is fucking shit for the show.
If nothing
this
else.
This shit is not real.
If nothing else.
No, but what is they signing Carly Red for?
To sing.
Did she have any singles out before this?
She had something on the show.
Again, all of this is for the show. Carly Red don't do shit. I think she got a little store or some shit. But
she does have a little boutique.
Yeah, so shout out to Carly Red.
She might win this week, not yours.
I was sounding like a hater.
Because you are. You would be that. And so Carly Red is my winner for the week. Sign a multi-million dollar deal with Legacy Records. There you have it.
My winner this week is Dan Mullen.
Winner.
Why are you my winner this week, Dan Mullen? Because you about to get $12 million for being bad at your job. And that shit is fucking terrible. So, Dan Mullen, you're my winner. You are the former coach of the Florida Gators. Your ass got fired on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? After a terrible season. And so, yeah, you're my winner, Dan Mullen, because you're about to get $12 million for doing your job. Got any losers, Queen Germ?
And I do. I'm going to say, we can say that because he lived in Florida. Florida man, a.k.a. Zach Stacy.
Loser.
The nigga stupid, first of all.
Oh, he from Tennessee. That nigga is from
Nashville.
But he
in Florida right now.
We got to say a Nashville nigga.
He was born in... One of his strikes, strike one would be that he fucking a white girl. Strike two would be he is born in
Alabama.
Nothing
wrong with fucking white women.
If you black, there's something wrong with fucking white women. I mean, that's number one. Number two, I say what I say. I say, but I'm not. You are. Third thing that strikes you out would be the fact that your stupid ass beat the woman up on camera. You can assume or you can say that somebody whooped your ass and that's the story you got to tell. But when the shit got footage... Sir, you can't deny that.
She set that man up.
Who gives a fuck? He fell in the trap. Because again...
How you just so happen to be recording when I'm in that booth in your ass?
And I'm talking about whooping it good.
Yeah, from different angles and everything, like a highlight reel.
Exactly. So you had several cameras.
He threw ass to that goddamn TV.
And then, I mean, like,
I said, this nigga wrong as fuck. I said, this nigga wild as a motherfucker.
And he slammed her on the baby toy.
Nigga was like, yeah, he did slam
on
the baby.
On the walker.
Yeah, he did slam on the walker. He still like wrestling. Like, yeah, he choke slammed the shit out of her. And then, like,
and then said, I love you, as he walked out the door. So I don't know if he's talking to the kid or he's talking to the mama, but he is a damn lunatic the way he swung her around like a rag doll. Like, what the fuck is going on in this house?
Yeah. He slammed on that walker.
And she said, just go. Just leave. Don't. Bitch, you crazy. Like, what's wrong with you, Heifer? You got to be the slowest person in the world.
I'm not laughing at
you. You got time for cameras, but you ain't had time to get nothing to knock him off of you or anything. Like, what is going
God
on here?
God damn.
Now you pressing charges. You done got enough footage that you can now press charges. He been whooping your ass when you was unaware all along. Now all of a sudden you got cameras at the front door. You got cameras in the kitchen. Y'all zooming in on shit. Who is there? If a motherfucker holding a camera while you getting whooped, you need to whoop their ass. Because you supposed to be, because somebody else was in there. I just don't believe that was no standing still camera off to the side. So that's what y'all got the Ring camera doing in there?
Chill, Sheriff.
You high.
No, I'm saying, just thinking like, yo, hope nobody, oh, man.
I'm just saying, they had way too many different angles.
Yeah, but that shit was nuts.
But he scooped her ass up, and when he dropped her on that, because at first I couldn't tell whether the child was in the thing or not.
I think the child was in it.
And so I was like,
because I heard
what?
The baby start screaming, baby, like, ah!
But see, I think
so
the baby
thought,
was in
I think
the other
baby
thing.
Was in the walker.
The baby was in the other thing. The baby wasn't in the one he dropped her on. The baby wasn't in the one he dropped her on. The baby was in the other one. But he slammed her ass on that thing. And then it was like, she got up again. Like, you supposed to play dead. You, that was for one. You don't.
He's done that before. Man, like, she a tough one. She a tough one.
But
she's
you don't.
She's
you
a
don't
fighter.
Let the man think that you up again. He Ooh, wants to be dominant. Man. So you let him sling you to the ground. You stay down there till he left out the door. But what did she do? She sprung back up. Boy. So then he had to sling her again.
He threw her down like Kane.
I mean, the shit was sad because it was like the man is like he was on something. Either he's on some substances or something.
Oh, he's definitely like, yeah, he is no excuse for what he did. Something's wrong with him. He needs help. Like, luckily, an ass whooping. Like, hope she got a brother. To put hands on him for put her hand because the baby was there and saw her get the choke slam on the walker
and the TV because that's the shit that I didn't understand. I mean, like, he was just swinging her around, like, what is going on?
Get your
sir?
Weight up, ladies. That shit ain't cute being 110 pounds when a nigga get to swing you into the
TV. Ain't nobody
gonna
be able to shit. You gonna have to be ready for this here, and you picking me up, throwing me somewhere.
And we are not pro abuse
any,
here.
Any kind of
we're
abuse.
Not. We're just
not.
Having a good time. So don't give us that bullshit. Don't get out your fucking feelings. We're not joking about abuse, okay?
Not
go ahead, be
abuse.
Debbie. Devin fucking Downer and the motherfucking in here and this bitch.
I mean, ain't no need to do all that.
I'm just going for the people.
No,
you know
I know you're doing but that. You're doing your disclaimer for the
want,
people.
Yeah,
but
I
need the people
know.
To understand.
Yeah.
That
and this is the last time I ever do a disclaimer. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, cause fuck that. Y'all,
I mean, you can always stop. Yeah, go to another show. It's just what it
I
is.
Mean, y'all know but, how we give it up over here.
But he my loser, cause the shit was stupid. Zach Stacy.
That was shit was funny.
You know, you with the bullshit. Cause I mean, my thing is number one. If you as smart as
it's just a loser now. You can't have number one. Now, how many numbers you going to?
I already said number one, two, and three as to why he was my loser.
Okay.
But I'm saying you can't get caught on camera. Like you had the shit was in the house. The shit was in the house.
You have to move like that. Like assume everything's on camera because you never know what camera catch your niggas be like. Oh, it just so happened to be a camera across the street, building dead, and they just
and see, they saw right in there.
See
no,
right there
that's
a sliver,
lie.
Yeah. So you
that's
know now. Nah, so yeah, but we're not telling nobody how to do crime. We're just saying hey.
Hey,
just assume if you're doing crime outside your own home, you're on camera. On
as a good
camera.
Friend told me, there's always a right way to do wrong.
Yeah.
So. Just keep that in mind.
Because I like to pee outside. And I'm pretty sure.
You own these people's Ring cameras out here. You
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
You got your dick in your hand.
I mean.
As the song says.
Yep. I came in with my dick in my hand. That's a wild boy right there. The nigga came through with his dick
came
in
Came already ready.
Hey, woo.
I ain't mad though.
My loser
sometimes
is University of Florida football.
Loser.
Why are we the loser? Because I was just doing the math last night. I was just like, wow, 20 years ago was only 2001. You know what I'm saying? We had Steve Spurrier as our coach. Then he left. We got Ron Zook. Then he left. We got Urban Meyer. Then he left. We got Will Muschamp. Then he left. We got John McElwain. Then he left. We got Dan Mullen. So in 20 years, we have had 6 fucking coaches. That's a terrible program right there.
And you wonder why y'all...
And I wonder... Oh, okay. That answered my disarray right there in the last 20 years. Look at the change we had. The turnover in 20 years. It was a lot. So
yeah, if y'all was a lady, you would call them a hoe.
Oh, definitely be a thot. We'd be Florida woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow.
Yes,
a couple diseases. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you got burned a couple times. You know what I'm saying? You was a top hole for a while. And then you had a resurgence. You came through. You know, it happened. So, but we're in trouble. Y'all, we're the losers. We're facing Florida State. I'm not too sure about this game because we're playing a team that's fighting for something versus a team that just want to get this nightmare over with. So, we might go out there and lay down. Who knows? We don't have a coach. Dan declined to coach the game. Said he didn't want to be a distraction. So, now it's just...
That's how you know when the people don't got enough money, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. So, you know. We're going to see how it's going to go, but we're the losers this week. That's just how it is.
It's been several weeks prior, but okay.
Yeah. We ain't won a game, and we only beat UT and Vandy this year in conference. Lost the rest of them. But that's just how it goes, man. It's one
you
of those
some,
years.
You win some, you lose some.
Yep, yep.
And this year, you're losing.
Yep.
But guess who's winning? Good old Georgia boy.
Time for any shout-outs. Queen Jeremy got any shout-outs.
And
that,
you
cut
know
that, cut that
I
bullshit
do.
Short.
And
cut
you know I
short.
Do.
Cut it short. Everybody want to hear that shit.
But the truth is the truth.
Ain't no truth in nothing. Keep
but
going.
You asked me if I had any shout outs.
I asked and you if you have any
shout outs. I do. Yeah. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city.
And I'm coming by hook or by crook.
And we'll be coming back home Friday.
By hook or by crook. I'm going to be there.
Okay. I mean, that's...
Come holler at your girl.
Yeah. Ah. My shout-outs go a little something like this. Shout-out to BZ, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3. Again, shout-out. Happy birthday to my nigga Jay Will. Happy birthday, OG.
Happy birthday.
Old school. What's up, old school? Happy birthday, OG. Ivy bags for everybody. Shout out to Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stacks, Statics, MJ Money 9S. That's a RT3. I already said RT3. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, what's his name? Sleazy the Black Farmer, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP. Anybody over that site, fuck with the kid. Shout out to the Black Pod Squad. You got 12 Cal, 12 Cal Podcast. You got the Eclectic Discussion Podcast. You got Corey Dos Equis in the Power Lunch Hour. You got Pork and L, the Cool Out Corner. You got Glenn and Her Podcast. I think that's everybody. I think I said all the names.
You probably missed somebody, but you didn't do it on purpose. But
shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Black Pod Squad. Shout out to the, you know, everybody at the Dr. Brazel Network. Ruler Myself. I'm excuse me, not Ruler Myself. They disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Dr. Cam, shout out, but no shout out to them. They some fucking filthy nose fans. It's still fuck them nose. We're going to beat y'all ass this week. And you know what I'm saying? Just because y'all just that garbage. Y'all going to let a team in disarray beat y'all because, you know, shit, y'all lost to Jacksonville State. You know what I mean? But anyway, shout out to them. Long live K-Law, the truck driver. Any other podcasts, fuck with us, man. Happy belated to Big Smash.
Happy birthday.
His birthday was Sunday, I think, the 21st.
Okay.
A lot of people's birthday was on the 21st. A lot of people I knew. So then,
quality,
you know,
birthday.
Yes, I guess it's a good day. Power Lunch Hour. Corey Dos Equis, his birthday is, I think his is the 21st, too, or 20, okay. Something like that. Awesome. It's coming around, so happy birthday to Corey Dos Equis. And anybody else to fuck with us the long way, short way at all, man, shout out to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just cut the shout-outs out like that, man. It's been a long show tonight, man.
Real long.
Yes. So, Queen Germ, rate your show.
Well, you know Thanksgiving coming up.
Okay.
I'm trying to catch some deals out here on Thanksgiving / sales, whatever y'all want to call them, Black Friday or not. So, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to let King Germ bring me down. The show was great. It was already long enough. I got to give it a 9.
All right. Well, I'm going to give my ranking my rating. I'm going to do it by like 2. Not because it's a bad show or nothing like that, but that's how many plates I think I'm going to eat this year. Just 2. I ain't going to overdo it this year. I'm not going to eat any leftovers.
I am.
I'm not doing nothing. I'm eating all first plates. I'm not getting no leftovers because the next day I'm going out to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you going to be there another day?
Friday? Yeah. I'm going to cook out on Friday. That's where I'm going.
Okay. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then before we get on the road, get my cook out, and we come on back Friday night.
You get no Carrie Hills?
I mean, possibly. I mean, you know. Then now we're looking in the territory of me not eating on Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Going to cookout for Thanksgiving.
They ain't going to be open Thanksgiving Day.
It's cookout. They don't give a fuck, nigga. They open all the time.
Okay. Whatever you say. It don't make me no never mind. I'm going to have a good time. The people had a good time. Tell these people good night. Good day.
Yes. Like she said, all y'all had a good time. She had a good time. Don't forget to make it a good time for us by liking, commenting, subscribing to the Frocast. Don't forget about making a good time by calling the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about making a good time by subscribing to the Patreon for as little as a dollar. And don't forget about making a good time by buying a motherfucking shirt, bitch. It's that simple. Happy Thanksgiving. Y'all be safe out there. Gobble, gobble, gobble. All that good shit. It's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, niggas.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com